theirs beats Battlestar Galactica.
Nerd! You merely adopted the dark. I was born in it.
Sounds like somebody's got a case of the munders.
Bazinga.
Two in the box.
Ready to go.
We be fast.
They be slow.
Cool. Cool, cool, cool.
No?
All right. And we're recording. All right.
Woo!
Woo!
Close and game. We're off. Coming out of the gates, is it?
Coming out of the gates. The Heat lost. Ugh.
Fucking losers.
All right. Welcome to the Mount Geekmore podcast, your favorite podcast to come up with the Mount Rushmore, the top four of your favorite pop culture subjects. Today's topic, as you can see by your listening device, is the best one-hit wonders, our favorite one-hit wonders of the 2000s. So we'll get more into detail about what that means. But first, I am Nary Science. With me, as always, is Jeff.
Salute.
We have Diego.
Hello.
And Raul.
Hi, Duke.
You almost said Diego again?
I almost said Diego again. No, that's not Diego. That's Raul.
Remember, he's the nice one. Raul's the nice one.
All right. So, anyways. Oh, God. Don't remind me. Don't you hate when that happens?
When it reminds you after you're
reminds you that
like,
you
I know what happened.
I just saw it.
Shut up, iPhone.
Stupid alert. You're late. We saw this shit 2 minutes ago. All right, man. Thank you guys for joining us today. Let's start off with the geek news. Geek news.
Noticias the geek.
Nerds.
All right. So, geek news. I had condensed it because somebody said that they needed to be up at 6 a.m., but they decided not to show up.
Not to show up. Congratulations. Shout out to the pregnancies.
Yeah. Shout out to the prego out there.
You know who you are. Special, yeah. That special someone.
Frenchish.
Yeah, I don't feel...
Spoiler
I don't,
alert.
Subtle. I don't feel good.
I know what that means. So, all right, first bit of news. Sorry, Raul. You got to catch you up later.
No worries.
So, in anticipation for Paul Feig's Ghostbusters, Coca-Cola has announced they will bring back the amazing Hi-C Ecto Cooler beginning May 30th.
But this has already been talked about, right?
But they didn't have a specific date.
Well, we talked about
date.
The Twinkies last time, I remember.
Yeah, the
and
Twinkies. Now.
And the Ecto Cooler was a possibility, but now it's fact.
I think that they knew that they were wanting to put it out. They just wanted to get a feel for like how bad people wanted it. And the internet has been going crazy for 3 months with this shit.
Because Ecto Cooler was amazing.
I'm totally in anything Ghostbusters. Anything. They can sell me a Ghostbusters turd.
He was about to say a Ghostbusters dick. The D was being pronounced.
Now that you think about it.
It could disappear.
It's a slimer. It's like it slimes you.
Oh. It's the reverse situation from the movie.
So it's going to begin May 30th. They're not sure. They haven't specified how long it's going to run for. They're going to be selling it in, and this is what the article actually said, juice boxes for the kids like the original or six-pack aluminum cans for adults.
Hell six yeah. Packs aluminum can
of, as your tailgate name.
I think it should have been. They should have. They're messing up. I think they should have done it like the juice boxes for the kids, but like way bigger.
Mm-hmm.
That would have been.
Yeah,
cool.
It would have been cool
because you would have been an adult and you still would have looked like you would like, you know what I mean, proportionate to an adult size juice box. That would have been cool.
I just can't wait for
fucked up with aluminum cans, Coke.
I just can't wait till it comes out though, so I can try all my alcoholic beverages now with the Hi-C Ecto Cooler.
That sounds good.
How is that any different than when we were kids? Just me?
Yeah. That must be a poor person.
That's a poor person.
That's how they made sure that you weren't depressed about all the stuff you didn't have.
Yeah. Come on, guys. He didn't have good toys.
I didn't need good toys. I was drunk all the time.
Come on, guys. He didn't know what Super Soaker was.
That's the one I did know. That's the only one
he actually agreed upon with everybody else. That's going to be cool because I loved the Ecto Cooler when I was a kid.
I don't remember it.
Is it? Really? Is it?
I remember.
Is it Coke?
Oh, no, I remember. Yeah, it Coke like Cola case. I remember.
Yeah. Just, I remember it was Ghostbusters.
It was Ghostbusters. That's how you need. Like when you're a kid. Like did you? Do you remember something like a? Like do you remember ever tasting something that's like a juice or? Let me rephrase that.
Yeah, be careful.
Remember ever tasting something that was targeted for children, that was marketed towards children, that you did not like? No. I don't. Because everything they
yes,
market for
I,
kids
yeah,
was
yeah,
like
yeah, I can
sugar.
Tell you one that you thought. That you just had it recently, the Batman versus Superman cereal.
Oh, no, I was talking when I was a kid, though.
Oh, yeah, but that, when you were saying targeted for kids.
Yeah,
was
but when I was a kid, I don't remember ever tasting no. something that was marketed no. for kids. Like, every,
like Squeeze
It. I don't remember a
and
cereal.
And Surge.
Nothing. There was
Surge. Urkelos were delicious.
Urkelos.
You never had those?
No, never had those.
Oh, the Steve Urkel what? Cereal?
I get it.
I could figure yeah, out no, what it
guys,
was from Urkelos.
Urkel. Which is the Urkelos?
You never know what our target audience
what
age they
candy
are.
With the juice in the middle? What's it called?
Gushers, man.
Gushers. Amazing. Yeah.
Jeez.
Whole new like meaning those? When you're an adult.
You're all right.
Yeah, I like them now.
Not bad.
You like it when it goes down your throat like that?
Yeah, when it squirts in my mouth. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It's...
Oh, right. When Jeremy Lin is out rebounding you. You have an issue.
I hate that guy. Don't
that's
even...
racist.
Why? He's not tall.
He's not.
I don't. Is that racist? Okay. All right. So, yeah, they messed up with the packaging. In my opinion, they should have done another double.
But
size.
I can't wait. I can't wait to get Ecto Cooler again.
What flavor is it?
It's like a neon green
yeah.
flavor, man. It's called neon green.
Neon green flavor. Neon green.
You never okay. heard of like a thing? Yeah. What flavor is that? They're like pink.
Yeah,
it tastes like you ate.
Actually, pink lemonade is actually a thing, though.
But pink is the flavor.
They pink lemonade is.
Yeah,
pink
but they don't lemonade. Say lemonade. They say pink.
But I've ordered.
Who says pink?
I've ordered a drink. They're like, I go, what's the flavor?
Do.
They're like, it's pink. And I'm like, that's not a flavor. That's a color.
Look, it tastes like the inside of a fluorescent lollipop.
Kool-Aid. Kool-Aid is the only one whose flavors are colors. That's the only one. When you're Kool-Aid, you have to get the red or the
yeah, but they
purple.
Have like frost, glacier ice. And stuff now, like flavors.
But you don't know what flavor it is? It just says Ecto. It just says
yeah, it's just Ecto
green with sugar.
Oh no, I
green
think it's
water with sugar.
Maybe water with sugar.
It might say fruit punch
or high fructose corn syrup.
Yeah, probably high.
Yeah, I'll tell you right now. It just says Ecto.
The guys the
oh no, it has the Ecto Cooler has.
Guys,
a photo.
How do we get that color? Just get some uranium near it, just so it gets that glow.
It has photos of what's
the kids
possibly
will be okay.
Of what's possibly in there.
Of what's possibly in there.
So it looks like there's a tangerine,
orange.
An orange.
What's possibly in there?
Yeah,
bro. I got another alert from ESPN on my phone about the Heat losing.
Hey, just
bro,
in case
we
you forgot,
fucking get it, asshole.
Okay, next bit of news.
Shut up, Jordan. Go cry.
And I think Neri, I don't know, Raul, if you've seen it, I don't know if Diego's seen it, but you saw the Goosebumps movie, right? The new one?
I actually saw the last 30 minutes of it.
Okay, so that's all you saw. Okay, well, they're going to do a sequel.
I guess that's the cool part.
I thought the movie was great.
I saw the last 30 minutes and I liked it, but that's
then
the
again,
cool part, right?
And I was having flashbacks to all the books when I was a kid reading them.
Oh yeah,
because they had
classic
rich people stuff.
Classic.
My books were the back of the cereal that
yeah,
my mom and the alcohol.
I didn't have books. I didn't have anything. Like that.
I tried buying them in the book fairs. Everyone was buying books. All cool.
I used to read those for Book It. Remember?
I used to buy at the book fair. I used to buy books that were literally based on movies. So I remember literally buying the Karate Kid Part 2 book.
That must have been so exhilarating.
And I was like, this is the best because I'm literally just looking at it. Might as well have bought like, this is a book about the scene. Look at scenes from the movie. You're like,
yeah.
Cool.
That's like getting Bloodsport the book.
Oh, it's a fantastic book.
He told me stop buying books. You wouldn't even give me money for book fairs anymore because...
I would do a similar thing. My book reports, whenever I needed to do a book report or I had to do a project on a book, I always look for, okay, which one has a freaking movie? So I can rip off it. I was like, oh, Jumanji. Jumanji was my book report for like 3 years.
Well, you know what? I'll just mention that the fact that they're going to do a sequel and they're trying to get Jack Black, but Raul...
They're trying to get Jack Black? Isn't he signed on for like...
He signed on for the first one, but he hasn't signed on for the next one. But they've got the director of the first one and the writer.
I mean, it ended kind of like it was going to be a part two to it, but...
Yeah.
But it's kind of not like...
Because, I mean, they kind of wrapped it up in a bow.
Right.
You know, so, I don't know. But Raul...
I wonder how it cashed in.
It actually says it here. It earned nearly $157 million on a $58 million budget.
Yeah, they'll make a sequel.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, as far as story, what do you...
It's kind of hard to continue.
I haven't seen... No, I didn't see...
I would recommend it. It was people. It's one of those movies it's that people TBS hated movie. On. Yeah. Yeah. I didn't pay for it in the theater, but I rented it, and it was worth the rental.
It's a good movie, like at 3 o'clock in the morning, where everything else is Shake Weight commercial. That's when it is.
Man.
Yeah.
But you mentioned mentioned another movie.
Yes.
And it's a perfect segue.
Oh.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson officially announced this week on his Twitter that he's in love with Neri Sands. Talk about gusher for Neri.
Bro, in 10 days, I want to fucking come back to you and take that wrong. That's a totally inside joke.
Totally
inside. Or maybe he'll take it right.
Yeah. So he officially announced that he has signed on for the Jumanji remake.
Love it.
Trying to get him and
what
Kevin
happened to Robin Williams.
That's the only thing.
Robin Williams, he's actually signed on to do Weekend at Bernie's 3.
Sick!
Oh and or Ghost Dad 2.
Alley-oop, dong. Thanks for the help, buddy.
Is Kristen Dunst going to be in this one as well?
Yeah, it's going to be Ghost Dad 2.
Kristen Dunst?
Dunst is in the original Jumanji.
Oh, I was like, Weekend at Bernie? She's alive, though, right? Like, I was like, she's still alive.
I was trying to think of when she was in Weekend at Bernie.
I was like, she only acts like a dead person. She doesn't act, she's not actually dead.
They're not sure how close it's going to be to the Robin Williams movie. And I know that they said that they're still trying to get actually Kevin Hart.
They were supposed to do a sequel to Jumanji Forever.
Yeah.
There's actually the book is written. The book is like a three book series.
Oh, that book you know.
I know he just said
that. I Wikipedia'd Jumanji like a year ago because I was really interested in it. What's his name? Hitchhiker's Guide?
Yeah.
Is a quasi. It's like quasi sequel esque. It's like one of those things where it's the same director, and it's like the stories, but it's like, I don't know, it's weird. It's weird. That the way Wikipedia described it is like a quasi
Hitchhiker's Guide to the
Galaxy. Well,
yeah.
One of my favorite movies actually is an underrated movie. It's one of the reasons I love Jon Favreau. One of his first movies he ever did was called Zathura.
Oh, yeah.
Which is about another board game.
Was it that one? I think I'm confusing Zathura with.
I think that's what probably happened.
Yeah, yeah.
Because that one's another board game, really.
I'm confusing Zathura with Hitchhiker's Guide. Yeah, it's Zathura. Yeah.
Hitchhiker's Guide was so different then.
Yeah, yeah. I'm sorry. You're right. You're right. Now that the moment you mentioned it, I was like, no, that's it. That's the one that's quasi a Jumanji sequel.
I love that movie. And actually, one of the nice like spoilers, guys, for that movie is when they're picking like the game board game to pick, one of them is Jumanji on like the stack of board games.
Oh, that's cool.
So I love that movie. It's one of Jon Favreau's first movies. So
that's a great movie.
You mean as a director?
As a director.
All right, thank you. All
it's right. Like Elf and then that.
I hate Elf.
Why? Yeah.
I don't know why you hate that.
I hate that movie.
Don't make Raul cry, you bastards.
Dumb fun.
That movie's great. Except for the Jess kid. That's it. That's the only thing that's so dumb.
Raul is an angel. You do not make him cry.
Hey, I really hate that Jess kid. He was like so happy about the Jets jersey. He was like, oh my God.
Anything Jets.
Yeah.
Fact.
The Jets. Except for Benny and the Jets.
Yeah, or the Jet from the Sound Lab, but we move on.
Or the Jets from what am I thinking about?
The Jetsons?
The West Side Story.
Thank you.
You're going like this. Like, you're snapping, and I'm like, yeah. I'm like,
that's one of my favorite musicals of all time.
Yeah.
How many more you got? How many more musicals do you have in your repertoire?
Probably five or six.
Really? Yeah. That's five or six more than me.
Yeah. You don't like Chicago? Chicago was dope.
No. Chicago's good.
No.
Chicago was dope. Moulin Rouge was amazing. Dude.
Was Paul Giamatti in it?
Yes.
Then probably not.
Moulin Rouge. What was the other one?
The Demon Barber.
West Side Story.
Sweeney Todd.
West Side Story is good. Jesus Christ Superstar.
Wicked.
I haven't seen that one.
Wicked was awesome. Spamalot. Fantastic.
Okay, you guys are naming it.
Into the Woods.
The Cage des Folles, a.k.a. The Birdcage. All right. Well, anyway. Tangent.
Birdcage was a musical?
Yeah,
The Cage des Folles. It was a French musical first.
Oh. That's why I didn't like it.
What?
French. You don't like the... Do you like
Birdcage? Tell me. No, I love if you tell me you don't... I was going to say.
I'm saying the French part. I'm like, ugh.
Oh, man.
Somebody on our Facebook, we posted a story, the rumor about The Rock doing the Jumanji, and somebody got offended, and they were like, bro. I'm like, bro, The Rock is... Can you name me anything after Doom? Can you name me anything, can you name me anything that The Rock wasn't great in? Like
San Andreas.
Like... He wasn't.
No, but that's not his fault.
I haven't seen it.
I haven't seen it.
I don't want to. Because I don't want to.
But that's the thing. I haven't seen it, and I'm. It's just like another 2012. Like a
garbage.
You think 2012 was garbage?
2012 was awesome.
I thought he was gonna fall in love at the end.
We're talking about
John Cusack. Like always, I thought he was crying about dying, and then I thought this guy's gonna fall in love again, and I changed.
Diego's like, "Oh my god, this guy's going through the end of the earth, and you want him to do is put a radio over his
head. Why is he on the bow of the ship?
Get with Sarah, whatever.
Or he wants the phone number to fly back into his serendipity.
That's what I'm saying. Just hang out with Sarah.
I don't know.
Or complain in a record store, whatever he does.
Complain in a record store.
That guy.
I don't know what it is.
I can't hate on that. I mean, I do love Rolling.
But that's what they said. So the guy on the page goes, sorry, bro, but none of those guys are Robin Williams. I'm like, well, what is it? It's not. Like, they're not doing a shot-by-shot remake. Like, I hope not.
Yeah.
I gotta hope not. But they're not doing a shot-by-shot remake.
Can you picture The Rock with, like, the...
Yeah, with the beard.
The full-on beard.
I'm sure he could do that, but that's, you know, that's besides...
Well, he did Hercules, sorry.
He did. It was awesome too.
Sorry. I have to admit, I liked that Hercules. Yeah. It was not
because it was a different take on Hercules.
I liked it. That's exactly why I liked it.
It's very homoerotic.
Oh my god, he ripped his neck in that movie.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It's fucking great.
So did Neri watching it.
My forearm was strained.
Girls.
All right. Like, oh, I am Hercules. I'm like, oh, I am coming.
All right. Next bit of news. So. Their streaming service Crackle has ordered a 10-episode series inspired by the 2001 Guy Ritchie film Snatch.
But who watches fucking Crackle?
I do for comedians in cars.
Yeah.
Oh, I just go to comedianandcars.com. But okay.
Yeah.
I go through Crackle.
Yeah.
In the description of the series, Crackle compares the TV version of Snatch to FX's Fargo.
Oh, that show is amazing.
Yeah,
that's a good show.
Have you seen Fargo?
Yeah. I heard it's really good.
Yeah,
bro.
That's really good.
Too many things on.
Bro.
Anything in a Coen Brothers.
I got too many sitcoms.
Pretty much.
Trust me. Get rid of one of the sitcoms and go.
Yeah.
It's 13 episodes.
Okay.
You can't go wrong. The first season and the second season, another 13 episodes, but that's it. Just watch one season and then give yourself another couple months.
It's good?
Bro.
Yeah, no, Fargo's really good.
Bro.
But they're saying that comparing it to Fargo and that it'll carry the spirit of the original source material, but establish a new world separate from the original source material.
Bro, is Guy Ritchie attached at all?
I believe he's producing.
Not Drew Goddard. Matthew Vaughn, I'm sorry.
Currently, there's no executive producers or talent attached to the picture. Basically, what I read was they gave a brief synopsis of it, is that there's going to be there was going to be a robbery where there was like a truck full of gold. That went missing, and it's what these guys are doing for 10 episodes, trying to figure out what to do with the gold and stuff like that. It's a bunch of like,
with the gold.
You know, like
American or British?
British.
Gold.
I just saw that movie, by the way, the other day. Yesterday. Or the day
before. Oh, Goldmember?
Goldmember? God, I didn't laugh for the first 30 minutes.
Really?
I was watching that's the worst one. When I first saw it, I thought it was funny. And then I saw it again 2 days ago, and I was like, half an hour. I was like, what the fuck?
Well, some don't hold up. Some comedy doesn't hold up.
Some don't hold up, bro.
And especially his...
Bro, I haven't seen a movie in 10 years. You would think that I would be able to, like, get a laugh in 30 minutes. Not one.
No, it's not that very good. It's not very good.
Unless
and Beyonce's like, horrible in
I feel
it.
Like unless it's like...
That's what I stopped watching. When she came back on, I was like,
hey, you don't talk cheesy. About Bay like that.
But Spy Who Shagged Me is the best of that trilogy, I think.
Yeah, the first one, right?
No,
that's the second one.
No, the first one's the best one, dude.
I don't know.
Everything else after that just came recycled jokes. They just try to redo the same jokes over and over and over again.
I guess.
I just love
the subtitles. Every movie that had the subtitles, they had a version of the...
Yeah.
They had a version of that.
No, but like, Fat Bastard was amazing.
So yeah, bro.
The Fat Bastard. The penis flying in the air. And the Oz. This is back when the Osborne family was like huge. Oh, it's a fucking cock.
All right. And then, but I'm excited because I love Snatch, the movie.
I love everything Snatch. Of the Guy Ritchie stuff.
I love Snatch. The movie?
Love it.
Is there a movie?
Yeah.
I've never seen it.
Actually, there's a bunch of websites devoted to Snatch.
I love Snatch.
You can go on there. Some are free. Some of them cost money.
That's the most underrated Brad Pitt movie, I think, of all time, is Snatch.
No, I think it's pretty rated, really. I've never heard anybody say anything
Well, for Brad Pitt. Yeah. For Brad Pitt, I'm saying.
Legends of the Falls, man.
No, but that's, again, he's saying underrated. He's saying that it doesn't get the respect that it deserves.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's not that the movie doesn't get the respect it deserves. I'm saying that Brad Pitt doesn't get the respect that he deserves for being the only American actor amongst all.
Not a lot of people talk about it, which is the unfortunate, you know, thing. That's why it's been kind of an underrated.
In that movie.
Bro, awesome.
Yeah. I didn't understand a word he said.
Still one of my, that's the point.
I know.
Okay.
Thanks, Jeff.
Still one of my
on the DVD they have Pikey subtitles.
Really? Oh, that's awesome.
That's one of the options is Pikey subtitles.
One of my favorite scenes was when
that's kind
of
kill it though. When you're watching with the Pikey subtitles, you're like, I don't really want to know what they're saying. Well, no. It's kind
of
the fun.
One of my favorite scenes is after the robbery, the three black guys, there's a big fat black guy that he's driving the car.
Tyrone.
And he backs up and he backs right into the car and he's like, you crashed right into it. He goes, it was at a funny angle. And he goes, it's right behind you.
By the way, he's not the only American in that movie. Wait, I'm like,
oh, that's right. Yeah, no. You're talking about the one, the guy with the beard, the mustache.
Yeah, Eric.
The mafia type guy, the one that hires.
Oh, Farina. Dennis Farina. Didn't he die recently?
He died 2 years ago.
He died, yeah.
No. Qué malo.
Yeah. All right. Last bit, which goes along with my shirt that I decided to wear because of this news.
I don't even know that. Is that Han Solo?
I will punch you in the dick.
Oh, that's Han Solo diet. That's Han Solo light. That's Han Solo 1.
That only in one season?
That's Han Solo 1.
I'm gonna
just
grab
one calorie.
I'm gonna
just not enough.
I'm going to grab those scissors and I'm going to cut your dick off.
I thought it was just one season.
Just one season. More than enough.
Listen, Jason, shut the fuck up.
Oh. Jeff, I didn't know you were a fan of Castle. I didn't know you liked the show Castle.
He does, too.
I do.
He does. Look at him. I fucking knew it. I knew he would, too.
I would watch this man take a dump for 2 hours.
All right, yeah, I'm sure you would.
I named my son after him, for God's sake.
Oh, my God.
I'm that sad. All right. So, new photos from the set of Guardians of the Galaxy 2. Mm-hmm. This came out today. Appear to have revealed a new role that Nathan Fillion's going to be in the film series. Comicbook.com posted images of what looks like an Earth-based street theater with a series of movie posters outside depicting Fillion's character in various movie roles, including Tony Stark biopic. So, he's playing Tony Stark in a biopic as one of the movie posters. Now, here's the interesting part. The name of the actor being played by Nathan Fillion is being honored in a movie festival. And the name on the movie festival is celebrating the work of Simon Williams. Simon Williams, a.k.a. Wonder Man from the comics. In the comics, he was a villain who turned from crime and joined the Avengers at a certain point, then retired from fighting crime and became an actor. So they're thinking that maybe now Wonder Man's going to play a role in the MCU and maybe even come around for Infinity War.
Well, everybody's going to be in Infinity War. You're going to have like 270
characters. 67 is what was announced.
Yeah. 67
but
characters?
But close.
Just in Infinity War.
At that point, after 60 years.
How much money are they paying?
I don't know if you know this. I don't know if you have any more, but there's a fun fact about Nathan Fillion and Marvel as well.
That he's overrated.
I will.
Has that guy ever been in a movie?
He's actually been in the first Guardians
of the
Galaxy.
Yeah, he was in the first Guardians of the Galaxy.
He was, I don't know if you remember when they first get to the kiln, the jail.
Mm-hmm.
The alien that grew, like, knows F's, like, really hard, that's Nathan Fillion's voice.
Yeah. It's the big blue alien.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Neri didn't know that because he doesn't appreciate good actors.
Because I don't. Nathan Fillion is a good actor? You think he's a good actor?
I love
him.
Movie
I'm not saying you don't love actor. Him. I'm saying you think he's a good actor?
Yeah.
Like, somebody told me, if somebody goes to you, do you think The Rock is a good actor? I'd be like, bro, I love The Rock.
No, he's
like, I think The Rock's a good
like
actor.
Like Paul Giamatti.
I will tell you this.
I think The Rock's a good actor.
Firefly, he's not even the third best actor in Firefly.
No, the black
guy. But he's a good actor.
Shit, oh, man.
Wait, hey, you're going to tell me.
Jeff is throwing
Oh, my God.
Okay, hold on.
Jeff, bro, put your shoes back on.
Where's that gun that you had last time?
Wait, no guns.
Don't have to put it on the table. Give it to me.
I mean, Alan Turdick.
Yeah.
Chiwetel Ejiofor.
I don't know. But he wasn't in Firefly though. He was in Serenity.
Yeah,
Are any of these people in TV shows that last longer than a season?
What's the name of the black?
Yeah, Nathan Fillion.
Chiwetel Ejiofor.
Yeah, no, that, I'm saying I know. I'm like I don't know any of these other names.
Nathan Fillion, Adam
from Alan Turdick. Thank you,
Adam Baldwin.
Slave?
Yes, he's
Adam Baldwin.
He's always going to be.
He was Casey in Chuck.
I don't know.
The best actor there is the black guy in Firefly. He's the best one.
I've never seen Firefly.
No,
but if you gotta remember that's different from the show.
That's from the movie. He's talking about from the movie. Yeah. I'm talking about in the show.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, in the show he wasn't.
He wasn't black in the show.
No. I do like Nathan.
He wasn't in the show. But yeah. So it's gonna be interesting because now it seems like they added Wonder Man to the universe. So seeing as how he joined the Avengers and stuff like that, who knows where they're gonna take that. So
isn't he like 1,000 years old, Nathan Fillion?
What movies has he been in?
Be in?
And he looks better than you, you piece of shit.
Of course.
No,
well, that's not saying much. To be in a Marvel movie.
There was a long time I thought that Nathan Fillion should have been Hal Jordan.
Yeah.
For a long, long time, but that passed.
I thought he should be Nathan Drake.
That too.
Nathan Drake could have been great. That's true.
He's been trying to get that role for a long time.
Yeah.
He's been on social
media. And they gave it to Mark Wahlberg.
Are you serious? Has it already confirmed?
Well, they had mentioned it a while ago. I don't know.
I think Mark Wahlberg's company bought the rights or something.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. In this movie, he builds a Wahlburgers.
I know.
It's one of the puzzles.
Yeah.
It's one of the puzzles. He builds a Wahlburger.
He has to build a burger. Yeah. You must help the guardian. Give the guardian the most juicy burger that you can make.
Your kid's on the block's going to do the soundtrack.
Oh, hell yeah. Yeah, buddy. Johnny Drama's going to be a statue.
Oh, that'd be great.
Yeah. But yeah, that's the news.
That's it. That's all the news.
That's all the news.
I
cut it back a little bit because somebody.
There's also news. Prince died.
Oh, no? But you guys yell at me. You guys yell at me
Prince
when
Purple
I would say.
Rain?
Yeah, but you that's guys yell at me. Shit. You told me you didn't want me to do deaths anymore.
But,
and people
but you were doing random deaths. You were doing like Prince.
Lemmy.
Pretty big.
Lemmy.
Lemmy from Motorhead, bro.
Bro, but, I don't.
I mean, Lemmy from Motorhead was a big thing, but Prince is.
Yeah, Prince is huge.
Lemmy is a big thing.
I've only heard two Prince songs.
I mean, a lot of geek movies had a lot of Motorhead song, but let's go on to get the Prince. Let's get
yeah,
the
Prince.
Prince died.
Let's move forward.
Yeah,
Jay
talking,
Silent Bob straight back.
They said they're going to do Prince. They're going to turn his home into a museum. His brother-in-law, I think it was, or his brother came out and
already?
Said. Yeah,
3 days late. He killed him. That's money that he killed. You can't. Three days after he died, he's like, "You're gonna turn this home into a museum?" Like, bro, you're not even thinking about that.
A hell of a
bro,
drug.
My brother dies 3 days later. I'm not thinking about turning his house into a museum. I'm sorry. I'm thinking about. I'm still thinking about my brother dying.
Yeah. They probably weren't close, man.
Oh, okay. All right.
Well, hey, Prince only, was Prince. Well, was Prince.
I
mean,
can we go out? Can I rattle off some people who also died this week?
Do it.
Rattle them off.
China.
Yeah.
That's the other one I was gonna talk about. Yeah, China.
And Doris Roberts.
I saw that coming.
Doris Roberts. We just. Put her in a Mount Rushmore.
Yeah,
Geekmore,
Doris right? Roberts.
Maureen's the best.
If I was Arnold, I'd take yeah. a moment.
Look out!
We put Doris on a mountain and she died. Now we put Arnold on a mountain.
He's gonna die soon.
Now China. I've told this story 1,000 times. When I went to the porn convention like 2 or 3 years ago. Yeah, 3 years ago.
And she was like hammered.
And she was like, she got there like 5 hours late and she was stumbling and I said this and people laughed and I'm like, no, I'm not saying it to be funny. Like she was stumbling. To give a mental picture, like she was stumbling like a newborn giraffe. Like she was like not. It wasn't even funny. She got there like 5 hours late. She was like something. They took her to the back, and me and my friend Mike, we literally went and we didn't give a fuck. We had no shame. We like peeked through the curtain or whatever, and they had her on a couch. They were trying to wake her up, and not even 5 minutes later, they were putting her in the cab. And then I was looking online, like. 2 hours later, and they had taken her to the hospital. She wasn't like that was like 3 years ago. So again, things change, but apparently
well,
not.
She was at a convention at Fanboy Expo recently, oh, really? And my friend he met her and he said that she seemed very coherent, very like if she was getting her shit together.
That's what I would have loved, man. But apparently not because Jesus, man.
Yeah,
time that I saw her in person, she was not doing. I'm again 3 years ago. Like again, I said like things changed. It didn't, but I was like, wow.
Porn was like getting like raunchy and dirty. It was like gross ass dudes just like railing her like gangbang in a ring.
Well, I, the only one I saw was the Avengers one. That's the only one I've seen, which I was a fan of.
I haven't seen that one. I saw the rest of the gangbang.
Three thumbs up.
Her ass.
You never seen the Avengers one?
No.
She's She-Hulk.
Yeah.
Course. Of course. What else is she gonna be? What else is she gonna be?
Oh my god. Rest in peace,
China. All right. I know it is. Thing. Oh, I know it is. There's a Deadpool one that just came out, so I've heard.
Oh, you know who else died? The guy who voiced Admiral Akbar.
Yeah.
He died too.
I don't think he died. I think that's just a trap. Jason, shout out to you.
That's
buddy.
How you do it, Jason. That's how you fucking do it.
We're talking about deaths. all right, and then what else was the other news? Oh, the trailer for Doctor Strange came out.
Yes, I'm like, what the fuck? I told you.
But Jason's not here. We don't have to wear. We're not on a curfew anymore. Right?
What the fuck, man? Yeah. Doctor Strange trailer came out. That was trippy as balls, but I loved every second of it.
Did you? It was that shit was a weak trailer, bro.
It was Inception, but
exactly.
With, that's I how Doctor Strange him. Is.
I don't know who Doctor Strange.
I don't. Is. I've read the only time. The only ones I've read are The Oath. I read that. Mm-hmm. That there was like a four book series, and that's the only reason I read it is because, literally, they told me when they announced the movie, they go, "Read The Oath, and then you get a feel for who Doctor Strange is." And I'm like, okay. When I've read it, it's a good book. I like it. I'm interested in finding out more about Doctor Strange. But I saw the trailer. The whole point of a movie trailer is supposed to get you to entice you to see the movie, and I was like,
I'm intrigued. At Wikipedia, I did the Cliff Notes version of the book.
I'm intrigued with the movie because it says Marvel on it, so I'm intrigued. Right. But other than that, that trailer was weakest. That's the weakest Marvel trailer I've ever seen. Because Marvel does not miss with their trailers. Their trailers are fucking fantastic.
I think they wanted to keep a sense of again, the it's mysticism.
A teaser trailer. It's a teaser for trailer,
it, right?
It just that first line in the trailer. It was like, forget everything you know.
It's better than there's strange things afoot.
I personally like the trailer, but yeah.
But it was.
I understand. I can understand. You like the trailer. I understand.
You're a Marvel fanboy.
I'm an everything fanboy.
The moment you see the Marvel logo, bro, I was already like, ah,
bro, geez.
Like I'm just. Oh, but that trailer was weak sauce, bro. It was
interesting. That like I
it was Inception.
Look, I can't because I'm looking at through my glasses. I love Doctor Strange. Like.
You're not,
if you want Infinity War, if you audience, want Infinity War, you have to have Doctor Strange to have Infinity
the
War.
The audience doesn't realize this, he's actually wearing glasses that say Marvel on them. Yeah. But I'm intrigued in them. I want to see the movie. I'm not saying that the movie's going to be bad. I'm not saying anything. All I'm saying is the trailer itself is a weak trailer.
Yeah. It got me interested in it.
And I said the same thing about the Batman vs Superman. The first Batman vs Superman trailer, I was like, no, that's a weak trailer. I said that from and I'm again diehard fan of
Wait,
that
the,
movie.
The
very first
one?
Trailer.
The Comic Con one? The one where it's like Batman?
No, that's the Comic Con one. That one technically wasn't released to us. It was no, actually that is the one. The only cool thing was the end where he says, "Do you bleed?" That's the only cool part about that. Everything else, the whole trailer revolves around the statue and what's her name, the senator, and you're like
Holly Hunter.
Yeah, that trailer was weak. I was like, bro, just show a fucking fighting, bro. What the fuck? What are we here for? Just show the fighting. Fuck, everybody's gonna go see this movie.
I'm intrigued by that.
Maybe because they didn't fight at all in the movie, guys. Maybe because we were not promised what we were given,
given. What we
let's
were
not promised. Go down that rabbit hole again.
Well, yes,
we
please.
Were, actually,
please.
They actually fought twice. But whatever. Yeah. So I don't know if he fell asleep or whatever.
All right.
So the Doctor Strange trailer, I just thought it was a weak trailer. I was very disappointed. I was like, why is this happening?
Can I say something really quick? And I gotta thank my girlfriend for giving me an awesome Christmas gift. So I have the Sphero BB-8 doll.
Uh-huh.
Okay, and the Star Wars movie just came out on DVD.
Oh, yeah.
Blu-ray.
I know where you're
I hooked this. It up to. Okay, so they have a feature that you can watch the movie with BB-8. Bro. That is freaking amazing.
Cool. Like on the wall.
It is awesome.
No. Like the little robot, because I have it too.
Yeah.
He sits next to you and reacts to the movie.
You dumb.
I thought you could watch the movie. He projects the movie out. Like R2-D2 would like project.
R2-D2. That's not R2-D2. He's BB-8.
Man, that's what I was asking the questions,
but,
man.
Bro, I'm telling you.
So he just sits there and watches a movie?
Yeah, and he reacts.
Like, and he reacts. It's cool.
If you're a lonely fanboy, you can sit there and you have somebody watching the movie with you.
Or Raul.
It's cool though.
Which is also Lonely Fanboy. But
no, because you said
my
the word girlfriend.
Gave me a doll so I could.
So I don't have to talk to her.
It pees on its own. You got to change the diaper.
She gives me a robot, and then I don't have to bother her for a while. That was the deal.
I programmed it, and he talks about how bad DC is.
Oh, he hates everything Zack Snyder puts out. He hates everything.
I didn't even program that. He just fucking hates it.
Yeah.
I think that's programmed for Marvel.
Yeah.
I think that's programmed for
Disney. Yeah, Disney put that
Disney
right
just
in there.
Puts that in there.
Okay, there is some news that came out recently that's got me scared as a Disney boy. Did you hear about the Disneyland thing that they're doing with Guardians of the Galaxy, the new ride?
Oh, yeah.
That they're going to take down Haunted Mansion to put in the Guardians of the Galaxy ride?
Not Haunted Mansion. Tower of Terror. They're talking about making it into.
I don't want them to do that.
Well, they're not going to take it down. They're going to retheme it. to Guardians of the Galaxy. Yeah, it's going to be the
exact same ride.
But yeah. With Guardians of the Galaxy. Yeah, you're going to be.
Why is everybody so up in arms about it? We posted this on Geekmore Facebook, and everybody was like, oh my God, awful. No. And then they would tag another friend, and then they would be like, oh God, this is awful news. I'm like, what the fuck is so bad? I'm like, what? They're not redoing the ride. The ride is going to be exactly the same ride. It's just going to have a different theme. It's going to have a Guardians of the Galaxy.
The same thing
theme.
About the Back to the Future turning to The Simpsons.
Uh-huh.
You go on it and you're like, I miss the Back to the Future.
Yeah, but you're going from Back to the Future to The Simpsons as opposed to going from a no-name haunted mansion to Guardians of the fucking Galaxy, dude.
There's still a big fan base out there for a Twilight Zone. A lot of people.
The problem is that the kids, the people...
David Uwoha.
Yeah.
David Uwoha, man.
The thing is that people...
He's at home right now like, they're going to get fucking
screaming.
I'm going to kill you, Larry.
He's actually he precogged it and he's coming this way now. Yeah.
I just remember that they tried to do that with the Rock and Roller Coaster where Aerosmith, they tried to turn into a Miley Cyrus ride, and literally within a month they're no, we made a mistake.
Do you see the difference? Like, again, going from Back to the Future, one of the all-time greatest films of all time,
yes,
to The Simpsons, which again, Simpsons is a great cartoon, but you can't go backwards. You can't go from Aerosmith to Miley Cyrus.
Yeah.
You can't go backwards. This is literally going from the Twilight Zone, which is cool, fine, to Guardians of the fucking Galaxy. That's a cool ass theme. Just having the characters and having that theme, having that feel of space. What?
Yeah, because you got to think about this. I loved Twilight Zone. Love the fucking Twilight Zone.
Yeah, yeah.
But the audience is that Twilight Zone, even though they're going to be redoing it now.
Yeah, yeah.
The audience is growing up, so the new people, kids that are coming into Disney World and stuff like that, are going to be like, what the hell is the Twilight Zone? What is this? I don't know what this is. Guardians of the Galaxy. People love fucking Guardians of the Galaxy.
And here's the thing. The cool thing about the ride right now is that you don't need to know Twilight Zone. All you need to know, if you're a kid, you don't need to know that it's Twilight Zone. It's a haunted mansion. You're scared.
That's right.
You don't need to know anything else. But, I'm just thinking about the movie Guardians of the Galaxy. Just the very first scene where he's singing the song with the little rats and the skeletons.
Yeah. Yeah.
That whole thing could be a scare. In one room could be the prison, dude. That shit could be scary,
dude. It's actually, they said what it's gonna be is you're gonna be in the going through the collector's exhibits,
that'd
dude.
Be great. Okay,
yeah,
with the Slytherin, with the because it has
the Slytherin worms.
Thing.
Yeah.
Dude, that's that.
Bill Murray Bay is supposed to be in that thing. Oh my God!
Yeah, that's it's supposed to be that.
Everybody got so upset, dude.
Well, because it's a classic. It's like a staple, like ride in MGM.
It's like when Jaws and they closed Jaws or King Kong.
Yeah, fucking bastard!
Look, I had no remorse for when they closed.
That was open.
King Kong,
because he was poor.
And I have some.
Sorry, Neri.
I'll give you guys some news later about something that's going on Universal later. But I have
no.
To
go
why,
ahead.
Why later? Why?
Because I have to keep it under wraps. I have to keep it under wraps.
Okay.
Oh. Literally, it's something I heard on the inside.
But you know, it's funny. One of the topics today's episode, topic people wanted it to be Disney rides that have been changed.
Sorry,
right? Wait, that was
I caught. I caught what he said.
Oh no,
he said he whispered something.
Says he was talking.
Oh, you got it. Yeah. Good job, John.
Mm-hmm. So the today's episode, the topic was originally It was going to be the Disney rides that have been what? Mm-hmm.
The past Disney rides that aren't the top Disney rides that aren't there anymore.
Yeah. And I was like, guys, I didn't go to Disney until I was like 18. So this isn't going to work.
I went every weekend.
All right, bro.
I'm just kidding.
Rich.
Bro. I didn't.
On my gold carriage. pulled by my
equestrians. That's how my kids are now. Like, that's why I was telling David the other day, I was making fun of him last week, but it was all in good gesture because I was like, that's how my kids are going to be. My kids, I have an annual pass. Like, the fact that I could afford an annual pass and my kids will never know what time, they're never going to be like me where I'm going to be like all their friends going to Disney. I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I've never been there.
I went like once when I was like 10 years old. Yeah. And then now.
So.
All right.
The mountain.
Montaña. I'm ready for Neri to yell at me.
Montaña Rusa.
I can't wait for Neri to yell at me.
Why would I yell at you?
Why? Because I'm pretty sure my number four nobody else has on their list.
Me too. Here's the thing. This list, because it covers so many possibilities, I sincerely doubt that that we're going to have, maybe one or two of you are going to have the same couple picks, but I don't think anybody's gonna have three of the same picks.
It depends on what kind,
especially since Jason's not here,
right?
It depends on what kind of music you were into.
That's what I'm saying, because Jason and Jeff are tied at the hip in music taste.
I'm pretty close too.
So no, we saw your BB Mac. You saw your,
they didn't make it.
Yeah, they didn't make it because you said they were going to make it. I was so excited. I was like, yes. This is why we have Diego in the group.
They were close. They got beaten out by a better group.
This is why, song. Man.
I'm telling you, Dream She Loves Me Not was super close.
He loves you not.
Shh, shh. Oh, yeah, okay.
No.
I'd punch you if that was unknown.
So let's go around like what so, makes it, because this was like a this was like
yeah,
a toss
so
in the chat.
One thing that we found out, the specific definition of a one-hit wonder.
Yeah, we had to actually do research because
there were some questions, David, about what specifically was a one-hit wonder. So by definition, a one-hit wonder is a group or
artist,
musician.
An artist.
An artist or group or band or group or whatever.
Because a band is still an artist.
Right. Is it just an artist?
Yeah.
Is it a band or are they artists?
Yeah, because when they win an award, it's like the artist for blah, blah.
So
best whatever is.
They had to have at least had one hit. They have to have at least one hit in a top under the top 40 of the Billboard Hot 100.
Yeah.
That's what the definition
was. 40. But I took it as.
So if you have more hit. So that's what, to clarify what Jeff just said. The phrase hit is you have to have a song, you have to have had a song that made it to at least the 40 in the top 40.
Right.
So in the top 100, you have to, if it didn't make it, so if it made it to like 43, that even though you or I or everybody may know about that song and like the song, it's not considered a quote unquote hit.
By definition.
By definition. So by definition, a one hit is wonder, is a band, is an artist.
And so you have
one of those in the 40s.
Right. And so you have an idea outside of this decade. Technically, Jimi Hendrix is a one-hit wonder because he only had one song that made it into the top 40.
Got it.
Grateful Dead, one-hit wonder. Garth Brooks on the countryside is considered a one-hit wonder because of the definition. They only had one song that was within the top 40.
So I took it as most popular, who you knew, like because of that song and nothing else. You know one song, and that's it.
Well, that's how you picked.
That's how I picked it because, I mean, if they're in the Billboard because they were a hit, fine. But it's where they were a hit where you knew them. You were on TRL or play on the radio, and then you never heard of this band again. Yeah. Not like another song that they were famous for, which is maybe why B.B. Mac didn't make it. I didn't know the other song, but there were other people that counted on me on it.
Me.
I had to scratch off a few of this.
But B.B. Mac is a one-hit wonder.
That's what I thought. They had another one after.
No, they didn't. It wasn't a hit.
Well, but
it may
I'm
be
talking
a
about
single.
Popular.
It may be a popular single, but it wasn't popular enough to crack the top 40. Look, therefore, it wasn't a
hit. S-Club 7 almost made it for me. But the problem with S-Club 7 is that they had a TV show
like
on
a
ABC.
Diet soda.
Yeah. They were popular.
That sounds like a diet soda.
Google, it sounds like
fantastic.
Like,
S-Club
from the makers of Zima comes.
Yeah, doesn't it come like, oh, what are you going to have? I'll have S-Club 7. Like, oh, okay, yeah, that's it. And the bartender's like flipping.
Dude, they had a show on ABC Family. It was fantastic. Like a group of 7 teenagers.
Yeah, they're 7 blonde teenagers from Sweden.
Yeah, well, there were some boys in there.
I didn't say boys or girls.
Just teenagers.
I just said teenagers.
Oh, yeah.
He's like, sorry, when I think teenager, I didn't think girls.
There were boys in there. It wasn't an all-girl group.
Trust me, there were boys in there.
But see, and then one thing that I did with my decision was I did go by that definition. However, there was another caveat because I did find it and another explanation of why Jimi Hendrix and these other artists aren't considered one-hit wonders in most lists is because people look at their overall body of work, and if it's deemed as a successful body of work, they don't consider them a one-hit wonder, even though they technically only had one hit.
Here's the thing. Jimi Hendrix is a musical genius, but he was ahead of his time. So in his time, he didn't crack the top 40 more than once. But it wasn't until after he died on his own vomit that people were like, hey, this guy is magical. So that's why you're able to look back and appreciate the body of work later on. But in his time, he did not crack the top 40 more than once. That's why.
Well,
he's his musical genius.
But still, some of these people, because there's one that we argued on the Facebook that I didn't put them on my list specifically because of this fact of their body of work for most people, because I know one person on the list didn't really know a lot of their songs, What
want to put them on the list?
No.
All right.
No, based on that. But what, I don't know if you have them on your list.
Why would I told you I don't like their music. Why would I put them on the list?
True. Well, can I I don't know.
Raul, what are you going to
Well, it sounds like basically if Casey Kasem did not say your band's
that's
name.
That's how I
this year.
That's how I literally before he Googled the actual definition of one hit wonder,
yeah.
I was saying top 25 to be nice because some people were saying top 10 and I'm like
top
10 it's hard to crack a top 10.
Yeah.
And I said 25 to be nice, but in my mind I literally once he looked at the definition I go that's exactly what I was going to suggest, because in my mind if Casey Kasem doesn't say your name, I don't know, like, are you guys, like, you guys listen to indie rock and all this? I'm like, I don't listen to that. I turn the radio on. If I don't listen to you on the radio, I'm not gonna know who you are.
That's basically how I picked, but they were popular. They could have been a top 50, top 60, top 100.
Then Casey Kasem didn't say their name.
Oh, my son's crying.
Oh, probably my fault.
Probably.
Climbing up the charts.
Yeah.
Rocketing past all these other groups that have more valid reasons to be number one is these guys.
That was good.
Do you know who's the voice of the original? He's the original voice for what's his name? Not Scooby-Doo, the...
Jetsons?
No, it's the Scooby-Doo show, but it's the character, the guy.
Shaggy?
Was he?
Yeah, Casey Kasem was the original Shaggy.
He was on Saved by the Bell, too.
Yeah.
Twice. He was actually originally supposed to be the voice of Optimus Prime before the
Oh my god, TV. That would have been all crazy.
Right. Hold on, give me a second. Let me see if I could get myself to stop crying.
I only have one that made it to number one.
All right. Yeah, there you go. All right.
All right.
So go ahead.
So starting?
Yeah, well, so Raul, that's where you put
Casey Kasem? Yeah.
Yeah, I went with a combination of things. I went with, first of all, my music taste, you guys are going to realize, is like in the Facebook, in the thread with the group, a lot of people were talking about bands, and I'm like, I don't really know a lot of bands. Like, I'm mostly like hip hop and pop, whatever's the pop 40, whatever the top
Brandy
40 is.
Like Brandy.
Brandy actually is a one hit wonder, but not for the song that I thought she was.
A lot of the people on the list I mentioned that was that.
Yeah,
the Boy Is Mine was the one you were talking about, right?
No, that's actually Brandy and
Monica.
Monica. So it doesn't work that way. She's not. That doesn't count. That counts towards both of them, not hers.
Oh.
However, so my music taste doesn't go to like a lot of these quote bands. And I was like, oh shit, it's gonna be different. So I like a lot of hip hop. So what I did with my list, I purposely went out of my way to not just put all hip hop. So I went out of my way to choose different genres of music within my top four. I chose like one this song and one kind of that. Like, I don't want to go into detail now, but that's how I made it. Cause I looked through, like, I was going through all these one hit wonders and I was like, oh, these four, like immediately. I was like, oh, but they're all hip hop. I don't want to be like that either.
I almost
like,
did that. Yeah.
Huh?
I almost did the hip hop thing.
Yeah. So.
Well, now I feel bad because I kind of feel like I can put a hip-hop person here.
Well, it doesn't matter. I mean, I just wanted to get variety because I knew that if not, I was going to be the only one putting it in.
Like, I liked hip-hop, though.
Yeah, I mean, I liked hip-hop, but I picked four songs that I loved these songs. I still, like, I listened to them again today, and I still liked them.
Yeah, of course.
So I'm like, all right.
While I'm looking through the list, I'm like, I'll look through it on my iPhone, and I have like 5,000 songs on my phone. And some of these songs I already had, but some of them I was like, oh, I don't even have that song yet.
Done.
Bye. Purchase. Thank you. All right. So let's start off with the number four, Jeff.
All right. My number four, and I'm ready for the screaming at me, is a song that I really like.
That goes without saying.
Yeah. It's Los Lonely Boys Heaven.
That honorable mention.
Good song. Love that song. Me too. Honorable mention.
Made my honorable mention.
Great riff.
My number four list.
That's what I put on my number four. Great riff.
It was in a
great
movie. Song. What movie was it in?
Love Actually. No, not Love Actually. Sorry, that's later on in my list.
No.
Selena?
No.
No, it was before Selena.
No, it was in Desperado.
Was it?
Yeah.
Was
it? Yeah, something Mexican.
No, Los Lonely Boys were in Desperado. There's a song that Los Lonely Boys played, and then that was what I Googled. When I learned about Heaven from watching a movie, I'm like, who the hell, that's a good song.
And I feel like it's an Adam Sandler movie. I have a weird feeling that it's going to be like a movie.
Maybe.
Like
I'll look it up.
Go ahead.
Because I really like that song.
It reached number 16 on the Billboard charts. Mm-hmm. It was their own. That's another thing. On my list, all four of my picks, the artists only had one song on the Billboard. Top 100.
That was the period. That I was going to mention. So yeah, so the first part is that it's my music taste is not really eclectic. It's just pop, whatever's pop culture or whatever's pop. First of all, second of all, the other thing I was going to mention, I forgot that you just brought up, is that I went with picks that were clearly one-hit wonders that you were like, who's that? Like, if they weren't popular for anything else, because there were other guys, there were other bands and other rappers that had, like, a, you know, something in the top 80 or whatever.
Right.
I'm like, nah, but trust me, you know them, you know. All right, go
ahead. Well, yeah. These guys, everybody I picked, they only had one song ever that made the top 100. So Los Lonely Boys, they
Why
reached.
Why would you think that I was gonna?
I don't know, because I didn't know that many. I didn't think the song was awesome.
Yeah. I told you it was great.
Fantastic.
They still tour with Blues Traveler.
That's a fantastic.
That's a one hit wonder, concert, right? That's
Blues Traveler.
No, I only know that one song.
Well, you only know that one song, but how much Blues Traveler do you listen to?
Don't you remember that song that Emma Stone did? The one that she did in the lip sync battle with Jimmy Fallon. I'm blanking out on the name.
That's the only one.
I'm sorry, but
yeah,
that's it.
So they reached number one on the adult contemporary chart.
Los Lonely Boys and them. That's a
That sounds like a cool ass joke.
That's like a really dank concert.
It's like a six pack of icy with the cash.
But yeah, they reached number one on the adult contemporary chart. They actually won a Grammy for best pop performance by a duo or group with vocal in 2005 for the song. I don't know. Did you find what movie it was in?
I'm trying to find it.
I just think it's a great song. It's catchy. You could sit, even now, you could sit back, play it, have a beer, and just sit outside and
that's cool.
And relax.
And have a burrito.
And have a chimichanga.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny, man. There's actually a website that has I don't know if it works for movies. I'm trying to find the website now. But it actually has, there's a website that you could put in the name of a TV show and it gives you the breakdown of every season of that TV show, of every song ever played on that TV show.
Oh, for real?
So, yeah, I tried to do it because I learned about it with Smallville. Like, if you put, like, who sang, who sang the song in episode 17 of season 5 of Smallville, there's a website that when you go there, you literally could click on the TV show, and then it does by episode.
That's crazy.
It tells you, this is a song that's playing, this is the scene that it's playing in. And bro, first of all, Smallville, there's nothing that beats that fucking soundtrack. Holy shit. I mean, it was 10 years of something, but like every teenage, like, whatever song is on Smallville. But I'm trying to look for movies.
Well, on the Wikipedia and popular culture, it says it was featured in the TNT show Saving Grace.
That's where you knew it from.
I know that show though. Saving Grace was a good show.
It was used in 2008.
Holly Hunter, which is Batman versus Superman.
Oh, there.
Shout out.
Nintendo DS Guitar Hero on
Only
tour.
Only good female character dying.
Spoiler alert.
But yeah, I love the song. It made number 16 on the chart, on the Billboard chart. And that's my number 4.
Honorable mention to me, man. It barely didn't make my list.
Yep.
It barely did it.
So, Diego, what's your number 4?
My number 4 is Sun by 4, Pierce of Pain.
Puro Dolor.
Oh, shit.
Love that song. Higher on my list, my friend. It's higher on my list.
Oh, my God. That's going to make the mountain.
This was my curveball to you guys. I love this song on every quinces. I can sing it in Spanish. I rock, and Julie looks at me, my wife, with this face of just pure disgust.
You want keep an eye on Diego's face. You want me to blow your mind right now? And I don't give a fuck. Angel Lopez is my friend. Is a personal friend of mine.
Angel
Lopez is a personal friend of mine.
You just blew his mind.
I've hung out with Angel. First of all, we've been to, like, Disney together. We've been like,
he's the white guy.
He's the main guy.
He's the fat guy with the glasses.
If you listen to that song, every word of that song is Angel Lopez. The other three guys come in every minute and a half to go. And that's it. That's all they do. Because the other three guys we used to make fun of the other three guys because we used to say, oh, they're in the back making sandwiches.
Are they from here?
Yeah. Angel Lopez, I'm personal friends with Angel Lopez. That's why I was like, this song is gonna be like, that was the first one that I thought of when I go, I didn't even have to look at the list. I knew it was him.
Quinces. And every single Quince.
I've had him on the podcast. I've had him on the What's Up Bro podcast, and he sang that song live. On the podcast.
You would have told me he was a friend at my wedding that would have rocked the song.
Oh, yeah, yeah, for sure.
Just for me. Julie, I don't even know Julie
if I would have been invited. So.
True that, you weren't.
It was fantastic.
I've been with him in house parties. where people have asked him to sing the song. And I'm telling you, this is a dude who like drinks and smokes like whatever, and like he'll put away a cigarette and then hit that, those notes like that. And you're
that's
like,
awesome.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. Yeah. So for the white people who are listening to the song, for the white people who are listening to the podcast.
Yeah.
Son by Four, S-O-N by Four, F-O-U-R, and the song is Purest of Pain. There's an English version and a Spanish version.
The Spanish version is the better one, but if you don't speak Spanish, I would go with the one that made it super famous, which was the English version.
Yeah, well, there's a Spanglish
version. Or if you want to understand what
Spanglish
it is.
Version, yeah.
Yeah, Son by Four, that
song was
awesome.
Poor guy just suffering, but it's pure.
Pure. Yeah. Pure is the pain. It's the pain that's so pure that it's the
purest. This is the one
pain.
I was like, I'm going to get Neri.
No.
My number four, and boom, he has it lower.
I like the fact that both of you were like, oh, Neri's going to be pissed about
this. Well, I really like this.
These are amazing picks. I'm like, I'm with you guys.
And we started off with Neri's like, I have different tastes in music. And the last
well,
two.
Yeah. The thread was totally different kinds of music.
Yeah. We're not going to tell you,
yeah.
know, like real stuff.
Well, yeah, but still, the type of music. I'm not saying the names of the group order, but the types of music.
I feel my number three should have been my number four, but that's fine.
All right.
Yeah, nice. But that's a great one, though. Son by Four.
That is pretty good.
Raul? All
right. I feel like I'm going to have the one that's going to be the best. Yeah.
Somebody has to do it.
It's okay, the song so... from the Batman versus Superman. You know.
It's Batgirl 1.
Yeah. This song, I always remembered it was... for sure in the Casey Kasem top five for like a good like 7 weeks of my life, and it like drove me insane. My mom loved this song. This is like during the time when like Madonna Ray of Light happened. There was a bunch of songs similar in the sound. The Cher song, I forgot what the name of the one.
Cher song was good.
I got it. Afro Man because I got high.
Okay, so in the realm of those songs, song. This song,
how do you not love that song?
Yeah. It's one of those.
He's about to tell us it's Afro Man because I got high. Hold on.
This is the song that dominated all those style songs. If do you guys remember Sonique? It feels so good.
You have to play it.
Da,
yeah.
Da, 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 and your love it gets me high.
And
your love. Like Cafe Iguana was going insane when this song was coming out.
On Thong Thursday.
Cafe Iguana, what a callback.
It was going insane when this is going off.
The Thong Thursdays at Cafe Iguana.
Bro, this is like back when
that's
like
such
the
a fantastic
shiny,
pick.
Bro, when the shiny shorts were happening, bro.
What was it called?
Oh, Sonique, it feels so good, bro. This song was definitely.
Here's the thing, Sonique.
Dude,
I am
high school.
Here's Sonique. Here's the thing, Sonique's a personal friend in here.
No, I'm a big freestyle geek. Like I love freestyle. Like like old school freestyle. Like you know whatever. Everybody's Stevie B and all. I'm huge. That's my favorite type of music is freestyle.
Yeah.
And Sonique was at that time is what she was classified. Like if you went to like, I forgot the website now, man. This is fucking forever ago. But there was a website where it was like all about freestyle music, and she was what's considered quote unquote new school. Freestyle music. So that was like that was my jam. I feel so good. I forgot when you said that. I was like still thinking about Cher. I was like, what's going on? And then you started singing that. I go, I know that song.
Yeah. Super excited. Everyone knows that song. Like I remember it was like a tormenting time in my life because it was like Celine Dion's My Heart Will Go On and then that song. So I dominated my mother's radio for like years. Like eons. And I was like, God, please. Eminem, when Eminem happened, I was like, yes!
Yeah.
Please!
Lower the volume.
I know.
No, oh but I God. Get that excited. Eminem finally.
When I found out about 94.9 Zeta, I was like, oh my God. Thank you.
Yeah, because somebody.
Know, I'm actually personal friends with those guys.
It's funny because he is. You piece of shit.
Oh my God. All right, so that's my number four. So
you know, here's something I didn't
That's so great.
Hold on, wait.
That's.
There you go.
Yeah,
that's why I'm
we're jamming over here now.
I didn't know she was black.
Yes.
Oh yeah, Sonique. Sonique doesn't sound black at all.
Sounds she's British.
It sounds like a stage name.
Every trip to my school, guys, my mom got the single track for that.
You know what that song reminds me of? You know the other song that reminds me of that one is Castles in the Sky.
Oh yeah.
And Castles in the Sky will forever, I will forever remember that song for 9/11. And here's the reason why. They play 9/11 happens.
Yeah.
I'm listening to the radio, right? I'm at work. I'm at, I have a day job at the moment, at the time. And I'm listening to the radio, and they're like, oh, 9/11 happens. So Power 96, local radio station, if you're not from around here, let me explain to you. It's a local radio station. They're literally what's called the party station. They play the top 40s or whatever. Mm-hmm. And they're always like, hey, Power 96 is the morning power party station. They're always super hype. 9/11 happens. They get super somber, right? The producer, one of the producers of the radio station gets on the air, right? Kid Curry. And he gets on the air, and he starts like, oh, the world, blah, 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 the World Trade Centers have gone down. Like, very somber, as it should be, right? That's it. And then he's like, America is under attack. And it goes into like 3 or 4 seconds of silence on the radio. And then what comes on? Castles in the Sky. And you're like, this is the most inappropriate song for this moment. And I remember listening to the radio at this time. The towers in the sky are falling, and you're putting a song that's talking about the castles in the sky. And I was like, this is hilarious. Nobody else, like, and they were like, this is not funny. And I was like, no, not that. But the song, this irony. Okay, all right.
No, bad time.
Too soon?
We'll get to you 15 years from now. Yeah. It'll be really funny.
15 years, you'll be able to chuckle. It'll be fine. You'll be fine.
Let me tell you, Nelly got so lucky that song number one came out during that time.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember when they did that mix with the Patton intro for the Nelly song? I am number one.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Oh.
All right. So,
sorry, go ahead.
Anyways. We're
so amazing. So,
Tato.
Yeah. My number
amazing
four.
Amazing, Raul. Amazing pick.
yeah. My number four, I'm going to go with Jimmy Eat World, The Middle.
They have a good one, but I thought they had another song.
They have a lot of songs.
They don't have another hit.
Yeah,
in your definition.
No.
In the definition.
Wikipedia and the actual definition. They don't have another hit. And here's the thing. This is where we're going back and forth. This is one of the type of songs or bands that we were talking about in the chat today. These guys all like that type of music. Jimmy Eat World, to me, I don't know them. Aside from The Middle.
One other song, I think. I don't even know the name of it.
So I don't know this type of music. But this isn't my... I'm not saying... And Dave got really upset. David was like, bro, they're fucking fantastic musicians. And we're talking about another band, but it's very similar. It's
very white.
And I was like, I'm not saying they're not good musicians. And I'm not saying they don't have a good catalog. I'm saying they're a one-hit fucking wonder. I'm saying I don't remember any one of their hits. And then he goes, bro, you're just like Diego. You're just like Raul. Just because you don't understand it doesn't mean it doesn't... I'm like, bro... All I'm saying is, if I don't remember the hit, I listen to pop radio.
I was about to the best man for David at one point.
I listen to top 40 radio stations. If I don't remember your song, it's because you weren't a hit to me. Like, that's how I remember it. So,
it's a hell of a song, though. But I agree with you. And
it just takes some time. That one?
Yeah. I almost feel like, I think I didn't put them on my list.
This song was also mentioned by me. It also made my mountain. For the karaoke songs,
I almost feel like I didn't want to put them on because I didn't want to think of them as a one-hit wonder. But you're right that
I don't know of any other.
Most of their songs are very. They're not mainstream. Mm-hmm.
Isn't it like in Van Wilder comes out and something like that, right? Yeah.
But The Middle was a fantastic song.
I love that song.
I always, for the longest time, I used to always think that part where they're saying, at the end of the ride, that's part of the song.
Mm.
I used to always think they were saying, in the middle, apple ride. And I was like, what's an apple ride?
That sounds fun.
It goes with the apple bottom jeans. That's just the apple ride. that's what they're doing.
I think you're right. Yeah,
I'm trying to go back to... The chart that I had them on, because I had the information as far as a song.
Was that song in American Pie or?
Yeah, it wasn't one of those teen movies.
Oh, I'm just talking about. I'm trying to figure out.
That's like, a good
one. Bro, where is that basketball court? I want to play there.
By the beach. Yeah, they had two other songs that broke the top 100, but they were super high on the top 100.
Yeah, they were high.
Yeah.
They were definitely high.
Jimmy Eat World got into number 5. I mean, The Middle got to number 5.
Number 5, okay.
Yeah.
That's what I was trying to look for. I was like, why is it not?
Yeah, you know what? I take it back. I only know them. Correct. They are one-hit wonder. Correct. It must have been one of those compilation CDs. That I had. They all sound the same.
Now 27.
Now that's kind of what I call music.
Yeah. That's a great pick.
Yeah. So that's my number four. And most of these could be interchangeable to me. I don't have a ranking as far as whatever, but that's mine. All right.
Well, yeah.
So for number fours, we have Los Lonely Boys with Heaven, Sun by Four, Pierce of Pain.
Amazing.
Sonique, It Feels So Good.
Amazing.
And Jimmy Eat World, The Middle.
Amazing.
Yeah.
That could be the Mount Geekmore right there.
Yeah. You know what's funny? You know what's funny? Because I know I have a couple of friends who are part of the Super Rich Kids podcast network. They're going to be part of the Geek Bro network too. They are super white. They're from Alabama?
I think they're
pretty sure it's Alabama.
I think it was Indiana.
No, it's Alabama. I think it has to be because they're like Alabama football fans.
Oh, okay.
And nobody who's not from Alabama is an Alabama football fan. And they're super white, so I know that they just heard my list and they go, "Oh, Jimmy Eat World, that's the one I know." Like,
yeah,
Lost Lonely Boys, Stone by Four. They're like, "What the fuck is this?"
Hey, Heaven might have a little reach. Who knows?
Sonique, I don't think they got there either. Sonique. I don't think they got to Alabama either. So, anyways, it's
local.
It's pretty local. I didn't realize it was gonna be that local. All
right, and then so that's number four. What do you got for number three, Jeff?
All right, my number three is probably a Jason pick.
Did he send the pic?
I don't know if he sent the list or not.
I'll text him.
He's
with a prego.
It reached, before I say the name, it reached number five on the Billboard list, and they never did another hit.
Wow.
It's The Calling, Wherever You Will Go. If I could, then I would.
Go
wherever you will.
That sounds like. I thought it was Nickelback. They all do. Hinder sounds like Nickelback. Yeah. They're all the same.
And they all sound like William the Bullfish, just like harder.
Well, these guys. This song was from their debut single of the band in 2001. It's the second longest running number one on the adult top 40 chart history. And the song was actually performed by them in Love Actually.
Oh.
Fun fact.
What, so who is it again?
The Calling, Wherever You Will Go.
The Calling. That's in my playlist in Pandora for the 2000s pop rock.
Yeah.
Yeah, like and the funny thing is
sounds just like, what's his name? Not just Nickelback. What's the Christian
Pearl Jam.
Oh, Creed.
Creed. Yeah. Creed.
I thought it was Creed. That's why I didn't even think about that song, because I thought it was Creed.
But this was
the Marlon song of his.
What's the difference? Dude. With arms wide open.
Yeah.
I remember you. Swing your bass.
The thing is,
I remember Hail Marlins. He says Hail Marlins.
Yeah.
And I'm like, why?
Yeah, he did.
Why, Scott Stapp? Why are you doing this to us?
But yeah, the song, I listened it to again today, and I was like, okay, so
it's
like
a good one. It's a gem.
Song.
But I do agree, it should have been number four.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Over Los Lonely Boys.
Over Los Lobos.
Well, the thing is, one of my.
You just pulled a Cobra over Rocky 3 or Rocky 4. Just put it.
I don't think it was that bad.
Cobra was fantastic.
Fans. Thank you.
I was actually.
I should have taken a picture of that.
One of my. One of my honorable mentions almost made
a high five.
You should have periscoped that
next to each other.
Periscope that shit. That would have been amazing.
Oh my god.
But yeah, one of my honorable mentions, I was debating between that or The Calling, because they're very similar songs. Yeah. So my number three is The Calling, Wherever You Will Go.
Okay. All right. My number three is the 504 Boys, Wobble Wobble. I thought about it. I was thinking not to put them on because Wayne was part of the 504 Boys. But then I thought, man, fuck Wayne. They only have one song, the 504 Boys. And I was like, hell yeah. When you hear that song, don't you want to just wobble, wobble? Let me see you shake it, shake it. Now, won't you drop it, drop it?
No, I don't.
Isn't that Cash Money Crew?
No, that's 504 Boys.
Nah, dog, that's 504 Boys. That's
504 Boys. I listened to that song, I'm like, hell yeah. And I put it up, and again, my wife is looking at me with disgust. Now, shake it, shake it.
Mainly because he's naked when he does that.
That's how I proposed. No, I love the 504 Boys, so... They had a gun on my list.
That's hilarious.
Oh my god.
That's embarrassing. That's, is that what you just said?
Well, I said it's hilarious, but yeah, you're not wrong.
Why not? What's wrong with Wobble Wobble?
Lyrical geniuses.
Lyrical geniuses. Not Freddie Mercury with Bohemian Rhapsody.
For those of you that may not know who the 504 was. In residential neighborhoods and nightclubs, grab your shoulder and break. Double up, wobble, wobble.
Let me see you shake it, shake it. Now won't you drop it, drop it. Ooh, just take it, take it. Now won't you wobble, wobble. Let me see you shake it, shake it. Now won't
Diego, did you have Juco jeans or FUBU jeans at this point?
Both. All right, we're good.
Okay. All right, well, there you go, folks. Guys. Good.
Oh, classic. Man. Right. Classic hit.
All right. How far did that make it in the top 40?
Oh, I didn't look, but it's somewhere up there.
I'll tell you right now. Hold on.
Fantastic song. Keep it was talking. In the top 40. It was definitely in the top 40.
Let's see. It's going to be 504.
I don't doubt it. I mean, there's been some shitty songs in the top 40.
Whoa, guy, that's not a shitty song.
So horrendous songs.
I know there's shitty songs, but this isn't one of those.
You were cheering BB Mac back here.
Well, I was saying it for like comedic effect, but this is just ugh.
Oh, they reached 17.
Wow.
On the top 100.
That was that's when you saw a girl and you're like,
coming in at number wobbling. 17 is Wobble?
Jeff, what is this? Wobble.
504.
That's
boys.
When you look at a girl wobble, and then she wobble. Looks away, and that's when you slide right behind her and you start wobbling with her. And she has no idea. And then her friend,
I believe that's
like flirt with her friend so she can give the thumbs up to the girl. You remember that move?
Rapish.
Yeah.
You there we go. That move?
How long did it take us, Neri, to get to rape? New record.
An hour and nine.
There we go.
Jeez.
All right, that was my number three.
All right.
Wobble, wobble.
So here I come with my
beat that,
three.
Buddy. Follow that.
All right, it's going to be hard.
The fact that really the hip-hop guy was like, no, fuck you, wobble, wobble.
Well,
no.
It's just because that's not like real hip-hop. That's like party. That's a like clubber hip-hop. That's not like real hip-hop. That's not.
Bro, I mean,
guys,
nod.
We lived at one point in a time when there was a lot of really good reggae music coming out. We had Sean Paul hitting his highs. We had Beanie Man. We had
Sean Paul's technically not reggae, but I get you.
He's
more like dance hall.
It's like tomato tomato. Exactly. Get out of here. Tomato
exactly
tomato.
Dance hall.
I feel like he's gonna mention
such
my honorable
reggae snob over here. Dance hall.
We had Beanie Man, TOK. We had a few other like really good reggae bands. We were also living in Miami, so reggae was really prominent here. My song was in my prom night. Actually, I saw this man perform. It was very interesting.
In your dreams as well as
let's see.
Life.
And I'm just going to hit the play button so you guys can get it really quick. Here we go.
Let me see if this is my honorable mention that I didn't know if anybody was going to have.
Damn it, iPhone. Come on, agree with me.
Because I had... Really? Oh, no. That's not it. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Feel the good it being. Yes.
That was the best Caribbean
I
right
on top of me.
If you were not with a girl when this song came on, it was a sad night for you, my friend. It was very sad. Okay, I'm gonna hang up now.
Spy iPhone 1 just came out.
That is Turn Me On by the gentleman's name is Kevin Little. I have not heard him do anything else ever
since
that.
I didn't think that was in the 2000s. I thought that was like 2012.
2004, man. You know how I know it was in the middle of 2000s? Because that was my grad night, my friend. Sierra, Kevin Little.
Yeah, bro.
And I don't know who else.
His mom had that CD every time.
Daniel Bedingfield.
Ugh.
I had Destiny's Child and Jessica Simpson.
That's pretty good.
That was mine.
And then I think I had was it Yellow Cab? What the hell was her name?
Yellow Cab.
Yellow card.
I had Yellow Card on mine.
All right, Jason.
So Kevin Little comes in at my number three. I still love that song every
that song
once in a while.
I do love that song. Yeah. I just didn't even think about it.
That was the only hit he had. It made it to number four on the chart.
Bam!
Nice. Nobody was doubting you. Nobody goes, well, Kevin Little had so many more albums.
No, I disagree.
Nobody disagreed. Yeah. Everybody, the moment you said Kevin Little, we go, oh, that's right. That was his name.
Arguably his best record was not that. I'd say it was Shorty, Where You At. I don't know if that's a
Shorty, Where You At.
Boys.
Let Me Turn You On Now is the sequel to that.
Now it's your turn.
I've done my part.
That's a fun song, though.
Bang.
You've had two fun songs.
Yeah, very good. You're really good at this.
I'm sorry I didn't come in with the wobble, pillar wobble. Of Wobble Wobble.
Yeah. I don't think he was being sarcastic, bro.
He's
genuinely impressed.
<wasn't. laughs> No, you hear my sarcasm. That's what made me laugh so much more. Is that you think it's sarcasm, but it's not.
That's what I was laughing.
It wasn't sarcasm.
That man is in love with you right now.
Oh, I still got something to hit the top.
Ooh.
This is only my number three.
I don't know if I can take it. I don't know if my heart can take it.
Oh, man. I think I have to call an audible.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, they're gonna have to call an audible. I'm gonna go. My number three is gonna be Lumi D. Never Leave.
I gotta hear it.
You don't remember?
No, I gotta hear
it. I thought for sure after Wobble Wobble. I thought for sure that Diego would know it. Hold on, I got it on my list. Okay. Yeah, I actually own the song. Lumi D. Hold on.
You don't have to brag about it.
Well, yes, I do. It.
Yes. Okay. Now I know the song. Yes.
I have to give this song credit because it's like one of the first songs that gets the girls to the dance floor.
Yeah, hell yeah. This song in the club.
In a club.
It's called Cafe Iguana, but
Send your frogs on the beach.
We gotta wait to the hook.
Well, let's go to Blue Martini. Hey, I went to Cafe Iguana, lady. I know.
This is technically the remix, but it's one of those songs that had the original remix come out in the same summer. In the summer.
Yeah, man, the Club 609. I love Busta Rhymes, though, man.
He was good for one song.
Hell yeah, this is all the girls are jamming to this song.
Yeah, this is like, get everyone on the floor.
That's when they take off their shoes and they're just
pata sucia. Fucking pata sucias all over the place.
I remember this. This is some good shit.
Huh? And special recognition to Old Dirty Bastard when he got out of jail. That's the first song that he did was a remix to that. And if you hear the Old Dirty Bastard version, so it's instead of Busta Rhymes, it's fucking fantastic.
I love Wu-Tang. Wu-Tang.
Yeah.
So my brother drove up to Melbourne a week ago to go to a con. And all we did was listen to Wu-Tang. It was so nice.
Now you listen to hip-hop and you can't. You can't listen to the new stuff once you listen to Wu-Tang for however long that drive was.
Yes, right. Lumi D, Never Leave is my... That's actually not my my audible. That was actually going to be my number two. But what I had for number three, I'm going to now move to... It's you're going to see.
Okay.
So recap. Number three is The Calling, Wherever You Will Go. The 504 Boys, Wobble Wobble, Kevin Little, Turn Me On, and Lumi D, Never Leave.
Touch me, kiss me.
No, man, caress me.
That song. Come on. How did I love that song so much?
All right. Number two.
Number dose for me. It reached number 21 on the Billboard chart. It is Fountains of Wayne, Stacey's Mom.
Oh, I didn't even know it was called Fountains of Wayne.
That's my number two also.
That song was great catchy song. As fuck. The video was amazing because it had sexy ass Rachel Hunter as Stacey's mom.
She does cons too, right?
I haven't seen Rachel Hunter at a con.
I saw some place where she literally was holding up a sign that says "I'm Stacey's mom and I have a name" or something like that.
Oh, that's amazing!
And like I forgot, but it was like her. But it was like now. It wasn't like back then. It was like now, where it's like Stacey's mom, and then parentheses says "I have a name."
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Oh,
well, this was off their third album, so they didn't even get a hit, and they don't have any other hits on the Billboard chart.
Because this was never made any other song like that.
That song
was awesome.
This was a lead single off their third album. The song reached number one on TRL and VH1's Top 20 Countdown, and it was nominated for a Grammy.
How good. Like I always loved it since it came out, but I didn't know it was that popular. But I know TRL for sure.
No, I knew it was popular, but I didn't know it. Can you imagine it winning a Grammy? Like I it didn't, but can you imagine?
That's crazy.
The Grammy goes to a song about masturbating to your friend's mom.
Yeah,
like that's nuts.
What do you think Turning Japanese is about?
Yeah. That's true.
What are we Turning Japanese about?
Turning Japanese is about.
What song is that?
Okay, I've heard
it. I think I'm turning Japanese. I really think
it's a masturbation song.
Yeah, it's about, because you go.
I don't. Okay, but did that song win a Grammy? Why is it coming up?
He just brought up another masturbation song.
Yeah. Okay. There's a lot of them, actually, now realizing.
But that's a song I still listen to. I can hear today, and I still love it.
Turning Japanese?
No, Stacey's mom.
Actually, turned Japanese. That's why I had to pick it. It was on TRL, especially like me. I was a TRL fanatic. You know, I love to hear 2 minutes of a song and then, hear
and then Carson Daly talk about
but found that song was amazing.
Yeah, they're Farito. That's cool.
Yeah.
Sorry. Speaking of which, Prince was on TRL and he made fun of Carson Daly to his face. It was hilarious.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah, because he made fun of the show of TRL. Because I don't think he was on TRL. He was on, Carson Daly was interviewing him.
Oh.
And then the Prince says something very slick along the lines of like, oh yeah, it's like, the contribution of music nowadays, like the crap music that there is, you know what I'm talking about. Like he gave a slide about.
Right, about.
And then Carson Daly tried to like give an explanation. He's like, well, it's like, yeah, it's like you're a bartender at a bar. Doesn't mean you're going to like all the drinks, but you still have to serve all the drinks, you know?
Right.
And then Prince was like, no. Prince was like, no, you should have more integrity, like type of shit. Like, yeah, Google it. YouTube, I'm sure it's on YouTube somewhere. All right.
I got Fountains of Wayne also.
Number two?
Yeah.
Wow.
That song was amazing.
Oh, no, I'm not doubting it. I didn't even think about it. But yeah, that song, it's a good song.
Yeah.
It's a good song. Raul?
This is where my list starts falling apart. If
no way. It's probably going to get epic.
I love top. It. On the higher
the
ones.
Foundation. Solid.
Yeah.
Top. Crumbles.
As long as you have the strong foundation, the top will stay.
The top firm. Is crumbling beside me.
I think this woman wanted to be the next Sade at one point of her life, or she wanted to be the next, like vocal, raspy woman to control, like, the top.
Caitlyn Jenner.
No. Wow. And all she got from this song was the appearance in Spider-Man 1. And I think everyone knows who this person is.
I don't even know what they're talking about.
Sometimes you can try to say goodbye and you can't. You try to walk away and you crumble.
Macy Gray?
And Macy even Gray. Though you try to hide it, Gray. It's clear.
She was in Fuller House.
I tried to say goodbye and I choke. Trying to walk away.
That song was catchy shit.
Was it Macy Gray or Macy
Gray?
Gray.
Yeah, no, I just saw her. I just watched Training Day last week. Again, like for a thousand time. And I'm like, oh, look at Macy Gray.
Fuller House, just recently.
No, but I was talking about something good, though.
Fuller House was awesome.
You can watch Spider-Man.
You didn't even get to the Macy Gray episode.
I did, and it's terrible.
You didn't even get to it.
It doesn't matter.
It was awful.
That show's awful. That show's awful.
I know you're right.
Training Day.
Man, Macy Gray, holy shit.
Some people don't remember.
What's it called again? What's the song?
I try. And some people don't remember the MTV Music Awards when it was hosted by the Wayans brothers, and they made a spoof on that music video.
Uh-huh.
Your and mind is spectacular, so thing. Great. I always remember it. I mean, this is back when the Wayans brothers were like, a scary movie was happening.
And their show?
And they were like on top, yeah, and they were on top of the world. So, yeah, Macy Gray. I mean, that song is great on I've worked alone. With them too. But
you're personal friends with them?
Yeah.
No. Macy that's a good, Gray, number two.
That's a good one, man.
All right. this is where my audible comes in. I had a different song here in a different group altogether in my top four, but I'm moving a song up from my honorable mention list. Snow Patrol, Chasing Cars.
Wow.
Good song.
Very. Here's the reason why. The other song that I had was very comparable to this song, but I purposely had put the Snow Patrol song, in my honorable mention because I thought it was too close, because this is the song that I made the video that I proposed to my wife for.
Yeah.
That this is the song that I saw.
Julie loves it.
And then now I am.
Que precioso.
Yeah, so now I'm like looking at it, I'm like, no. I'll just tell you now, the one that was on my list that, and I'm just swapping off from honorable mention, was Hooperstank, The Reason.
And I was like, I fought with Christy about that one because Crawling in the Dark was another pop, but it wasn't a hit by the definition. But
Crawling in the Dark was song. Huge, yeah, though.
They actually had three songs on the Billboard.
Yeah, they did.
So that's why I didn't put them.
That song is when they started going Christian rock, but
yeah.
So Snow Patrol, Chasing Cars.
I can't argue that.
I can't argue that. Pandora song. Loves it.
I love it. I love that song. So that for song? Multiple reasons, it's actually a good song. I do love the song, and I put it in the video that I proposed to my wife with. And it's funny because when I was coming up with the idea of proposing and the idea of making a video for my now wife, I was like thinking, what song should I put? And I was going through like a bunch of different songs to go, you know. And I actually went to go see Just Go With It.
Okay,
Adam Sandler movie,
great movie,
and that song came out, and I literally Shazammed it in the movie theater, and I was like, "This is
oh,
it.
But
this
they did a mashup with that song." I remember it was crazy. That's the one with Jennifer Aniston, no?
Who?
Yeah.
Wasn't it the one with Jennifer Aniston?
Oh, Jennifer Aniston. Yeah, they said Jan Francis. I was like, who the fuck is Jan Francis? Jennifer Aniston.
Jennifer Aniston.
Yes, yeah.
Aniston.
Yeah, that's the movie that he has to choose between Jennifer Aniston.
And Brooklyn.
And
Brooklyn Decker.
Decker.
What a tough choice. What a bastard.
What a motherfucker.
Man, life.
Like,
tough.
You got to give it to Adam Sandler. He's never in a movie that he's quote unquote married to a regular chick.
Yeah.
Semi Hayek. Like, he's never a regular. Like, that. He's never married
to Anger Management, he's married to Marissa Tomei.
Yeah,
Katie another
Holmes.
One.
Katie Jeez. Holmes is the ugliest chick that he's ever been married to in a movie. And that was Jack and Jill. I know.
No, Drew Barrymore.
Oh, you saw that? Because I didn't see
I think Katie Holmes
I saw it on a cruise
Barrymore.
Ship. I saw it on a cruise ship, and I talked about this on Woo Bro a couple months ago. But I saw it on the cruise ship, and
it's not that bad.
It was playing in the background, and I was already like hating it because I was like, oh, it's a stupid movie. But I was on my phone, and I was playing solitaire, and I kept looking up, and the movie was making me laugh. And I was like, holy shit, this movie's making me laugh. And yeah, I actually like the movie.
It's not that bad, man.
It's stupid and it's awful, but I love it. I think it's a good movie. I don't know if I love it, but I like it a lot.
Yeah.
It is like terrible.
But I like it.
But I like it too, like it yeah.
Lot, yeah. The fact that Diego likes it is really telling me, confirming my fears that it's a bad
movie. No, bullshit. It's a bad movie. I love gray movies.
It's a movie. I
know. Like chocolate.
I hate chocolate, actually.
All right, so the number twos are Fountains of Wayne, Stacey's Mom. There's two votes for that. Macy Gray, I Try, and Snow Patrol, Chasing Cars. All right, honorable mentions.
All right, so my honorable mentions. I did an adjustment to this, but I have Saving Abel, Addicted, which is the one that I was between that or The Calling. That's the one that's I'm addicted to all the things you do when you're going down on me.
What?
In between
but
the
that was a
sheet.
Hit. That was like a big
yeah.
Hit?
I thought it was
number 20.
I'm addicted.
It made it to number 20. I have Tattoo.
I've never even heard that song.
If I play it for you instead of my bad singing, you'll know what it is.
Probably. Can you play that with tone and rhythm?
Yeah. I also put a Tattoo, All the Things You Said.
All the things you said, all the things you said, running through my head, running through my head.
I know the other Tattoo song. I don't know that song.
That was their first hit.
Not enough.
No, what's the other Tattoo
song? That hit number 20. Then I have, which I thought you were going to go with, Raul, for reggae, I have Modest Yahoo, King Without a Crown. I freaking loved that song. It got to 28 on the charts. That was the rabbi. He's like an Orthodox Jew with a beard. And
that reminded
me
of that song, but it's going to be hard.
And then I'm doing the wild card that I'm going to do is this song. And Diego, we talked about this at work today. I'm going to play it, and you guys probably know it. Let me see.
Oh no.
Oh my god, I do remember that song.
It's who sings that? Amon.
Yes. Yes. I gave you all
of my trust. Sounds awesome.
When you broke up with a girl, this is your song.
And that never happened. I always got dumped.
It has the best chorus that you could possibly want in a song.
Yeah.
Here comes.
Oh, you got the
censored version? You got the Gucci version?
Oh, that's the one my dad always made me buy.
But, I mean, the guy just straight up tell a girl to go fuck herself in the chorus.
You play a song after the girl in like texture, like, yeah. I am you back.
Dude, he even
I am you back.
He even tells
her wait for 8 hours.
He even tells her one of the lines, like, you suck that dude's dick and like, fuck you.
Yeah.
I'm like, that song was fantastic.
It was like you're looking at your AIM and you like hit Napster or whatever you had back in the day. You were like, yeah, you tolerate, man.
That song is great. Yeah. That song is great.
And just because Terror Squad Lean Back.
Terror Squad Lean Back almost made
I didn't Terror pick Squad Terror Lean, Squad at all because of Fat
because
Joe.
Because of Fat Joe. Like, I thought that to me is a Fat Joe song.
That's a Fat Joe. That's why I didn't put it.
That's why I didn't put it on there.
But you know, like, it was weird because some of the lists, I was talking to Jason about this, some of the lists had, like, for example, Fat Man Scoop was on the One Hit Wonder list. Right. But the song that he's on for the list is a Missy Elliott song.
And there's another one, I forgot who it was, that's on the list. And then I go, like, what song is this? And I click on it, and I'm like, that's a ludicrous song. Why the hell would I
well, that's what happened with my honorable mention. I have QB's Finest, Uchi Wally.
Yeah.
And I was super excited. I was like, I love that song. And then it's a Nas
that's
song.
A better song
Uchi
than
Wally Wally. Yeah. Uchi Bang Bang.
But Nas sings it.
But like, yeah. for example.
And Jay-Z comes with a fucking terrific line for that. Did you remember that line?
I had to hear it again.
Because Nas, in the beef between Nas and Jay-Z, Nas said, because Jay-Z had sampled a line from that song, right? In another song, and then Nas making fun of Jay-Z said, "Oh, you have to use one of my lines for your song, whatever." Because you know, and then Jay-Z came back and said, "Yeah, I sampled one of your lines because you were using it wrong. You made it a hot line. I made it a hot song."
Oh, that's right.
And I was like, "Fucking drop them all!" Like, "Oh my god, you bastards!"
Yeah,
the lists were doing that
much better than Wobble Wobble, by the way.
But I said QB's Finest was a remix of the Nas.
Yeah.
But QB's Finest was made it big. Nas was the other he listened to their CD.
You look like Josie Scott was on the list, but he's on the list for that song from Spider-Man 2 with Chad Kroger, Hero. And they say that a hero can save us.
You're not going to stand here waiting.
Could also be Creed. Could also be
The Calling.
It could also be.
But it was Chad Kroger,
like a lozenge in his throat.
But yeah, sorry, Diego. Go ahead. What was your
no? BB Mac back here because you're back here, baby.
Yeah. Brilliant,
brilliant song in the airport. The video
better than Wobble Wobble.
I had a Howie Day Collide.
I don't remember that.
Oh yeah, Collide. The song is called Collide. It's Howie Day.
Thank you for clearing that up.
No, because the way he said it, it made it seem like all one word. Like, Howie Day Collide. And I was like, what the fuck is that? And I had to put a comma and be like, wait.
No, Howie Day Collide.
Yeah.
That one, I think. I get that one confused with Dawson's Creek song. Well, that one's good.
Okay, that's it.
That's it for
okay.
The
rest, Raul. All right,
so
please, I'm waiting for this. That's so
one, my first.
Take me on a journey, Raul.
Wait, hold on. Let me. I'm queuing up. I'm trying to queue up. It comes up fucking ads. Son of a bitch. All right, I'm trying to queue up the. Not now. The Howie Day Collide. Cause I know the song. I just can't think of it. But I know it.
Pandora loves this song too.
By the way, Pandora's his dog.
No, it's the mobile app.
Not a sarcastic bone in his body, man. The
dawn is break. Okay, I know the song now. Okay.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say that it was probably in another Adam Sandler movie.
Most likely.
I'm going to go out on a limb.
I'm going to go on a bigger limb and say all of them.
Going to go out on a limb.
All right, Raul.
So this, okay, first of all, I'll mention this song was famous because it was in a Nissan commercial. A very, very popular Nissan commercial about a very popular car in the
2000s. Oh, I thought you were going to say the Gerbil commercial. I was like, oh, please.
Dave Chappelle, even at one point, made fun of this song.
Yes.
And here we go. I'll play a little bit of it for you. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Get into it. Yeah, you like that Nissan Eclipse? Yeah.
It wasn't an Eclipse.
It was a spider.
Nissan didn't do the Eclipse. That's Mitsubishi Eclipse.
Oh, Mitsubishi Eclipse, sorry. Yeah, you won that Mitsubishi Eclipse. Yeah, that girl's wearing a beanie. We don't know why. It's the middle of the night. So, yeah, Days Go By Dirty Vegas. Also, there is a song that... I don't know if you guys remember the song Tempted to Touch, Tempted to Touch.
Yeah.
Okay, so that song.
It's also called Kevin Little. sounds exactly the same. Tempted to Touch. Kevin Little, look it up. It's just him.
And I have two other honorable mentions, but I feel like they could be in number one, so I don't want to say them. So.
Well, you can say them,
nobody will react. Now he said it. Now it's already going to be. Now he would have said it, we would.
Yeah, because we're just doing it. You can say it, and nobody will react. Yeah.
Just don't react. All right.
It's called the Not Jason.
Yeah. All right. My honorable mentions. We talked about Hoobastank, the reason. I don't know anything about Hoobastank, so I don't like when you said, they had a bunch of other hats. Like, this is, again, goes with the Jimmy Eat World, goes with the Blink 182s. I don't know their music.
Right.
Because it's not the kind of music that I listen to. If I know your music, it's because I know that one song. I know the reason from Hoobastank. That's it. That's the only thing I don't. So again, not saying they're better,
right?
But that was
very popular at retreats. I'll tell you that. Song. Yeah.
That's a what?
That was popular at retreats.
Top
reason.
10 hits for retreat.
Are you talking about a Christian retreat? You talking about
a Christian Catholic retreat?
So my honorable mentions are Hoobastank, the reason, Marcus Houston clubbing.
Oh my god!
Oh hell yeah!
No Nick Cannon gigolo.
Los, and then what was the other one?
Los Lonely Boys.
No, I already said. Yeah, I know. Okay. What was the other one? Alien Ant Farm, Smooth Criminal.
Oh, that's a good song.
Yeah, put your up, put yeah, it was bow. Great when Michael did it, and then it was great when they did it because it's a fantastic song.
Yeah,
and again, we went through this in the thread. Alien Ant Farm's got a slew of songs,
a slew
of hits. And this was the thing. They literally, I had three people yelling at me. A slew. They put slew in capital letters.
That was me. And just then, to add on to David,
slew of hits
was
and
two.
I was like, I don't remember anything other than Smooth Criminal. And they were like, it's a slew of hits. And then Jeff comes back with like, oh, actually,
it was just one other
research. That's the only hit song that they had. Like, yeah. And this is, I said this, I made that statement talking out of my ass because I hadn't looked at a single list. I was on a plane. I hadn't looked at a single list. I hadn't Googled anything. We didn't even know at this point. We were still kind of debating what a quote unquote hit was. And I was like, I don't know anything other than Alien Ant Farm, right? Other than Smooth Criminal for Alien Ant Farm.
I think it's just because they have a cool name that you remember them because you
no, remember I remember them because Smooth Criminal is my favorite Michael Jackson song and my favorite Michael Jackson video. So when Alien Ant Farm came out with Smooth Criminal, it just let that song replay again in the radio.
Right.
It's basically a cover.
Yeah.
It's not even like they add a little bit of drums and a little bit of guitar, but you're like,
it's pretty much the same thing.
Pretty much the same thing. You're not, it's not even like, even the singer from, somebody else told me this back then, a friend of mine that used to listen to them back then, said that the way the singer sings Smooth Criminal, he's doing a Michael Jackson impression because every other song he doesn't sing that way.
Well, right. The music song. Video.
I was getting confused with Papa
Roach. The music video, there is a house party, but when he starts walking on the sidewalk, the sidewalk lights up, and then he ends the video on top of a car, Smooth Criminal. So
I was getting confused with Papa Roach.
That's my other honorable mention. The reason I didn't bring Papa Roach into, oh no, I'm sorry, not Papa Roach. Papa Roach, I did think of, but I just didn't want
to. I just thought of them now. They're fantastic. That song.
Honorable mention. What was the name of that song? Fuck. That group, god damn it, I should have written this down. They had a live POD.
POD.
POD is technically a one-hit wonder.
Right.
Really?
My wife and I were talking about that before we got here, but the one song of mine that is my favorite song of theirs wasn't even a chart topper.
I like Alive. That's my favorite song.
Alive is Boom. Great. Boom is great.
But Boom didn't make Boom. Boom isn't on the charts. Alive made the charts.
Alive. Boom was
Youth great. Of the Nation was the one
Youth
that was
of the
Boom.
Nation is their number one.
Youth of the Nation is their only one that broke the top 40.
Wow. Yeah. Alive didn't break
but,
the top 40.
And Alive was in there.
And that's why I didn't put because POD.
And they had another song.
Because I love POD, but I was like, I don't consider it. Like, I know they're a one-hit wonder technically, yes, but I'm like, they're.
Well, that's like us with Blink-182.
Even those two songs. Even just those two songs. Because I'm not a big POD fan. But I remember those two songs came out like really close to each other, and I was like, these guys can't miss, like, but because I love both those songs. Alive to me is fantastic.
I remember that. I mean, they're awesome, but I always remember that the bassist of that group invested in the Sprewell spinning rims at one point. Yeah. He was like a main investor. Was always made
a lot of money.
Yeah, but that's why like I didn't put Blink-182 on my list because I know that they only have one song that broke the top 40, but I know they have a catalog of songs that they have like 7 or 8 that are in the top 100. They just didn't break the top 40. But that's so.
I was
that's,
about to say Four Minor for a second because Four Minor.
They were one. They almost made my honorable mention.
Four Minor.
Where'd you go?
Four Minor. I was gonna put in there, but I love that first album
is awesome.
It's amazing. Executioner style.
Every single one of that song. Oh my God! The one where he does the whole percentage, 50% luck, 40% skill, 20%
Executioner style.
Yeah, I remember listening to this. Not even so great.
I miss old.
All right, so
I miss old Linkin Park.
Oh, on our listeners, Carlos, our favorite listener, Carlos, one of our favorite listeners, Carlos. Number 4, Crazy Town Butterfly. Number 3, Punjabi
Butterfly,
MC.
Fantastic song.
Yep.
What was the other one?
Punjabi MC, Beware of the Boys. I don't know that one.
Beware of the Boys.
Number 2.
Oh, wait. Hold on. I think I know this. Hold on. But go ahead.
Okay. Number 2, Black Rob Whoa.
Oh.
Whoa, awesome song. Shit. Awesome fucking song.
Oh, my
And number 1, POD, Youth of the Nation. His honorable mentions are Baja Men Who Let the Dogs Out, which I just recently actually found out what that song was about.
Oh, really?
I didn't know
what the song was about until like maybe a year ago, but I remember thinking, oh, yeah, that makes sense.
And when I listened to it today, it's about ugly girls in the club.
Yeah.
Like, who let the dogs out?
Yeah, like, who let the ugly girls out?
Dude, I had no idea. I thought someone forgot to unlock the door. I had no idea.
But he,
that's the wrong.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, that's why I didn't.
That put Jay-Z,
that's why I didn't put the song because it's technically Punjabi MC, but I'm like, no, that's Jay-Z. Bro.
That's Jay-Z.
That's a Jay-Z song.
And I guess
song.
DJ Khaled or no?
No, no, it's Punjabi, Punjabi, and like he's literally Indian. Like he's
yeah, Punjabi Indian. MC,
Punjabi MC. But I remember I thought about that song for a second, but I remember when I googled it, I was like, no, that's Jay-Z. Go ahead.
And then he has Terror Squad, Lean Back, and James Blunt, You're Beautiful. And Jason put, and that, what did I say? I just want to say this, but preface with, I called it. Number one, The Calling, Wherever You Will Go. Number two, BB Mac, Back Here.
Would have been the mountain, bro.
Yeah.
Would have been the mountain.
Number three, Fountains of Wayne, Stacey's Mom.
Oh, God.
Number four, Alice DJ, Better Off Alone. Do you think you're better off alone?
There's a lot of dance songs.
That was like early 2000s. That might have been like 2000.
Yeah. I thought it was like 90. I thought it was like 98 or 98. Something. I can remember playing it like in
that,
high school.
Yeah, Night of Roxbury and that came out.
Let's look that up.
Honorable mentions, Tattoo, All the Things She Said.
Wait, what's it called again?
Better Off Alone by Alice DJ. And then he has the Ting Tings. That's not my name. That's not my name. They call me Stacey. Whatever. So, and then he has Flyleaf All Around Me.
Singing. That's hilarious. I like the fact that you're getting so into it. I'm like, I don't know this song.
You don't know that song?
Yeah,
the Ting Tings?
I don't know that song.
Wow.
And then Flyleaf All Around Me, which is funny because All Around Me is not the song I know Flyleaf for.
Released
1998.
Boom.
Boo, Jason.
I'm like, dude, my graduation year was 1999. I'm like, no, yeah. Dude, that sounded
like,
not.
Like little parties we were in.
Yeah. That
sounds like Jason research to me.
Yeah.
That sounds like glow sticks and fun water.
Get the Vicks, bro. Get the Vicks.
Here's the Vicks.
All right. So that's it.
I can't believe. How would he fuck that up? 1998?
Because he always messes up.
No,
he always puts something on the wrong date.
No. That's not true. That's inaccurate. Oh, God. But Alice DJ.
The blimp from TMT came out in 89.
Her side boob was fantastic.
Wait. That's not bad.
Her side boob.
So that's all of them.
You like that side boob? We shouldn't, because it's my
I saw
side
Brock
boob.
Had posted something, but it's not there anymore.
No, it's on mine.
Oh,
that's why. Hold on, I'll show you. I know where it's at. Let's see here. Brock Carroll said, "Crazy Tom Butterfly, Baja Man, Who Let the Dogs Out, Fountains of Wayne, Stacey's Mom." And Blink-182, All the Small Things. Blink-182 got a lot of heat in the conversation.
Yeah.
Because they were popular. Blink. So they might have one
They're
hit.
Popular to you.
No, and TRL.
They had eight songs in the top 100.
They are pretty popular,
eight
bud.
Eight songs in the top 100. Songs.
Like, there was a they time were on that MTV. I forget his name, the drummer. Oh, my God. How
Travis.
Travis but was considered Parker. For many years the greatest drummer, like, in
around at
the
that time, yeah.
So...
Dude, they were huge.
He married a hot
huge.
Chick.
They were huge. Yeah.
Huge. Huge. And they had some of the best music videos. They were yeah. like some of the best music videos I enjoyed.
I don't know any of their songs. I remember watching them on TRL going like, oh, I like them, but I don't remember any of their songs.
If I played you some of their songs, I'm sure you'd remember.
I'm sure, but again, I don't remember them. That's what I'm saying.
It's my youth, man.
Oh, and then Brock's honorable mentions are Alien Ant Farm, Smooth Criminal, Shop Boys, Party Like a Rockstar.
That song sucked, though.
Oh. Damn.
Mr. Wobble Wobble's gonna say that?
Yeah.
That song's yes. way better than Wobble Wobble.
No way.
Wobble Wobble's the worst song that's been talked about in this entire podcast.
No way. You never seen a girl wobbling and the sweat dripping down her ass crack, dude, while she wobbles?
Can we change the subject really quick?
And then Eiffel 65, I'm Blue, and Filter, Take a Picture. Filter's okay. a good one, too.
Okay, I'm Blue is now the worst song talked about on this podcast.
Other there you go.
That, it's Wobble Wobble. After that, it's Wobble Wobble.
Tomorrow, you'll be jamming to Wobble Wobble, Nary.
No, I will not.
Would you want to take my picture? Sorry. That song is good.
All right. So that's it.
That song was in an Adam Sandler movie, freaking Little Nicky.
I'm sure it was. Like, that. All these... This is like... Little Nicky, like this whole time from the 2000s, yeah. every you know one of these songs.
Except Wobble Wobble.
No, for some reason, Mr. Sandler did not put that in the Wobble Wobble song. All right, so our number ones.
Number ones. Made it to number one on the Billboard chart.
Do it.
Crazy Town Butterfly.
Crazy Town Butterfly.
Agreed.
Bow, bow.
The song was their only hit, and they did so bad afterwards that they broke up after their second album got released because it was so terrible.
You're my butterfly, sugar, baby. That song was awesome.
All I remember is that in the music video, one of the guys was wearing a Dare shirt.
Yes. Yeah, and the guy's stars appeared when because it was like that fairy girl.
Oh, man.
But the song was catchy as hell. It had like that. It was, I don't want to call it hip hop because it was not really hip hop, but they had that like the Fort Minor esque speaking.
Fort Minor.
No,
well, wow, that's a very
well. They had the rap rock. Yeah,
it had. This is what I like about that song. It was the Sugar Ray of the 2000s.
That's a good way of putting
and
it.
And I love Sugar Ray.
Yeah.
Sugar Ray.
That's a good way to put it. Yeah. I couldn't figure out a way to put
it.
Yeah,
I was like, why would you say Fort Minor? Fort Minor is real hip hop.
Right.
Why are you doing
Sorry.
This? Like, not hip hop, but like Eminem. I'm like, stop. No. Stop right now. What are you saying? Stop this. No, it's like the Sugar Ray. It's like the Limp Bizkit of the 2000s.
Okay. Limp Bizkit wasn't 2000s.
But Limp Bizkit is not a Limp Bizkit.
Yeah.
Crazy time.
Limp Bizkit had more than one hit, though.
Yeah.
Did, that's why they're not.
No, yeah, millions of hits.
And here's the funny thing to me is that the band toured with Ozfest in 2001.
Yeah.
And people just kept they had mixed reviews, it was saying, and they said that people called them the Butterfly Boys.
Well, because their music videos fill up butterflies.
Yeah, but the song was so good, though.
But it was a super catchy song, like, and.
I wouldn't have put it as my number one, but
you guys ever watch?
I put it as my number one.
I put it as my number. I put it as in my number one. It was gonna make my list, but when I saw that it actually hit number one, and it was their only hit ever to make the Billboard 100 or ever. They said that all the rest of their songs sucked, like they never went anywhere. So you got all the way to number one with one of the.
Your first one.
Well, it was their third.
Like you peaked to her.
And it was
like Dewey Cox.
They released two singles out of their first album, and they both bombed. This was the third single that they were like, "All right, well, we're gonna release the whole CD until something hits." So there was a third song on their CD. It hit gold. It made it to number one. They were in like 15 different countries.
Everyone.
They were number one in 15 different countries.
They probably hate that song right now.
They probably hate it, but everyone can sing along to it. You play. I never heard that song. I don't like it. And you play it, and they're singing it.
Yeah.
Well, first song they ever talk about tongue ring like emphasis.
Yeah.
Song.
Yeah, that's true. The girl, because it's like when you look, I look at you with your tongue ring or something.
Yeah. The way you act.
I don't know the words of the song, but I just know. I just know the. It's catchy as shit.
Yeah.
I like the song. I just. You know, number one is a big one. What'd you put for number one? Crazy Town?
Crazy Town.
The reason is
because it's one of those you can play to anybody. Everyone's like, I don't even remember that song. And the moment you play, they're all like, you're my butterfly, sugar, baby. Every time. That's like,
such a
and you're like,
sexy,
and this is like, to me, is a classic one hit wonder. Like, it had to be
it's the epitome of a one hit wonder.
Like, they have nothing else.
They made it to the top and then disappeared.
They made it to Babylon.
To Babylon.
Babylon?
I heard that somewhere in the top. Oh,
okay. They made it to Mordor.
There you go.
Okay, more.
They just need to get back to the Shire. That's the problem.
There you go.
Sorry.
They lost some guys along the way. And
you know.
But yeah, so that's, I guess that me and Diego's number one is Butterfly Sugar. Yeah. I mean, Crazy Town Butterfly.
All right. Raul. Here we go. So, I would like to emphasize.
I love when he starts like this.
I would like to emphasize that my song, I believe, was number one for at least 20 weeks straight. You guys gotta have to do research quick. Can't be sure.
God, I wish.
Share.
Even though technically it'll be a one hit wonder for 2000s, I'm not gonna put Share.
Woman is a goddess.
But look, they make fun of this song recently in a superhero movie. I'm just gonna say that the song is about a little guy who lives in the blue world, and all day and all night and everything he sees is blue, him. Inside and outside, guys. Yes, Eiffel 65 makes my number one list.
Yes, I'll tell you why.
There he is, Neary.
Again, I want someone to research because I'm almost certain it was
at least number one for like 20 weeks or 16. It was like a ridiculous amount of weeks that they were number one.
This is my fault because I didn't give you enough time to prep. This is my fault. I feel as if...
No, I would have probably come in with...
You were a last-minute fill-in because Jason... So I'm just...
No one's mad about my list until
Wobble Wobble look now, Nary.
Yeah, Wobble Wobble is a gold masterpiece.
Oh, my God. Listen.
Okay, so I'm looking at it. It reached number 14 in the 20 most annoying songs.
That's fine.
No, I'm still looking. I'm looking for to see where it is charts.
That song was number one for so long that they started doing research into that song. I don't know if you got I'm gonna go really local. I don't know if you guys remember when Y100 would literally slow down that song with Footy and Kenny. Yeah. That they would slow down that song and try to figure out what that song meant, and then they finally figured it out. And that was the ultimate downfall of that song. The reason why I remember it being number one for so long is because one of my favorite songs of all time, being In the End by Linkin Park, passed it. Even sooner or later, it passed it with 24 weeks going straight, or like a ridiculous amount of weeks being number one. But Eiffel 60, and it was a great song. You can't knock that. I mean, look, it's annoying. I understand.
It's not a good song. It's a catchy song.
It never reached number one on the Billboard chart.
Sure?
It was number six on the Billboard chart.
Check Casey
I'm looking
Kasem.
On Billboard.
Casey Kasem's.
I'm looking on Billboard.
I thought this was 2000s. I thought it was America. Checking it.
It was a one hit wonder. I'll give you that.
It definitely is one of the
most. It reached number one everywhere else except the Billboard chart.
But I'm almost certain it was either on Casey Kasem's top one for like 20-something weeks in a row.
And what's the song about?
Huh?
And what's the song about?
The song you finally figure out is about the guy basically coming out and saying that he's gay. That's why he feels odd. That's why he's feeling...
Oh, that's why he's feeling blue?
That's why he's feeling
blue.
Oh,
poor guy. He should have been born nowadays.
Well, again, that's the song that was 15 years ago was super controversial back in the day.
I've never heard of that song being controversial. Nobody's ever broken
it. It was controversial when people finally figured out what it was about.
I just figured it out.
No, yeah, because remember, it's like I'm gay. I thought it doesn't like lose
the song. Okay, when you slow down, laba di laba di,
I'm gay.
No, it goes, I'm blue. I'm in need of a guy.
Yeah, I knew it. I'm in need of a guy.
That's what.
It literally sounds like it says I'm gay.
Yeah, I'm in need of a guy. I'm in need of a guy. It's like the Berlin Anthem.
It doesn't say I'm gay. I'm in need of a cock. It doesn't say that?
I'm almost positive. Because a lot of people used to think it was about suicide. A lot of people thought it was about that.
I'm in need of a cock.
It sounds more catchy.
So, blue, labadee, labadee is my number one.
I don't see anything where it talks about like an extended...
It's probably local, probably here.
I gotta look it up. But I almost certain because I remember Casey Kasem going like, "Oh, if I like Linkin Park finally passed number one, Eiffel Tower." I mean, Eiffel Tower.
Eiffel 65.
So yes, Eiffel 65 is my number
one. That's an awful number one.
It was beat out by Lou Bega Mambo number 5.
Oh hell yeah, that makes sense.
Most of the charts. I almost put that in my honorable mentions.
Yeah, that makes sense. I can't believe it. That one's awesome.
Great pick.
It's a great pick. I know, I'm pissed about that and Papa Roach. And Papa
Roach. Did he have another one?
No. That was a one hit wonder.
Oh, I love that song.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Oh my God. That's why I didn't put it on my list.
Lakers go around the corner. Oh, fuck me, man. That's a great song.
Okay, Nary, you're number one?
Oh, so man, I'm thinking about calling an audible now.
Oh, Jesus.
Can't do that because I didn't do that. I stuck to it because of Papa Roach almost came up.
All right, it's your list. You know what the fuck you want to do with your list.
No, motherfucker.
You can't do it because I didn't do it. That sounds like your personal problem, dude.
No. Do whatever you want, Nary.
I'm going to go. My number one is Song by 4, Pierce of Pain.
That's great one, dude.
Yeah.
I love that fucking song. And,
mis ganas de vivir la vida.
That's amazing that that's gonna make the list.
Devuélveme el aire.
Yeah, but there's none that
we hit all demographics here in Mount
Crazy
Gatemore.
Town Butterfly. So our number ones are Crazy Town Butterfly twice. Eiffel 65, It's Blue. This is the worst number one I've ever seen in my life. Some by 4, Pierce of Pain.
Awesome.
Eiffel 65 should have been a number 4, bro. Just for the simple fact that it's not as good a song as anything else on your list.
Yes, yeah, so neat.
Everything else is on your list is a good song.
Thank you.
I'm just saying.
So neat was great.
I told you that you were saying the foundation.
You Stephanie Tanner this.
Daniel-san. Foundation, very, very strong. The top crumbles like cookie. Crumbles.
He Stephanie Tanner this.
All right, so that's the... And then Song by 4 of Pierce of Pain. yeah, so we got Fountains of Wayne, Stacey's mom, got two picks. Crazy Town Butterfly got two picks. And Some by Four got two picks.
I almost
and had the Lonely Boys got two. No, that was an honorable mention for me.
I almost got the Perfect Mountain here.
Honorable mention.
I almost got it, but damn, Wobble Wobble.
So Fountains. Let me see. Crazy Town, Fountains of Pain. Some by Four got two. Crazy Town Butterfly. All right. And
Stacey's mom.
Stacey's mom.
Fountains of Wayne.
So what else is going to go on the list? So the remaining picks are the remaining picks are Eiffel 65. No. Snow Patrol, Chasing Cars. Macy Gray, I Try. Luma D, Never Leave. And Jimmy Eat World, The Middle. And Sonic, It Feels So Good. Damn, Sonic is a great song, man. Love that song. And Lonely Boys, Pierce. Lonely Boys. I'm down to put Lonely Boys just because I had it as an honorable mention.
I had it as an honorable mention.
But hold on. That would give him the
perfect. No, it wouldn't. I have The Calling. No. Nobody put The Calling.
What happened? Like, is confetti going to come out of the roof or something? What's going on? Yeah. Perfect Mountains.
Oh, you get $1,000. You didn't know?
You didn't know that?
No, I'm still waiting for my $2,000.
Everyone would just audible. Everyone would just audible. What'd you say? I am in it too.
And that's the one I went with too.
No, the second
he goes, well, you get, yeah. What happens? You get $1,000. Raul goes, oh,
I'm audibling to everything.
Forget I-465. I'm okay with put that. That's I would go with. I honestly anything but I-465. I would go with. Honestly, I like all of them. I look, Snow Patrol, yes, it's my pick, but I like Macy Gray, not even my pick. I like it.
Yeah.
Lumi D, Never Leave, I like it. Jimmy World, The Middle, I like it. That's my pick too. But Sonique, It Feels So Good, I like it. Lonely Boys, I didn't even pick it. I mean, honorable mention it, but I like it. So I'm down for whatever.
I'm good with Heaven or Sonique. Sonique was awesome. Just hearing it again, it was more like dope. Man, that song was pretty great. Sick.
It's sick, but the first five times. I would like to
stay. I mean, just because I put it on my list, I'm going to say Los Lonely Boys.
I like the Los Lonely Boys.
Yeah, I'm going to go with that one, man. That's a great song. That really is.
Vamanos!
I mean, honestly, there isn't a bad song in a bunch until you get to number one. It's a really surprising number one. Like, I couldn't believe that you put that as number one. Like,
I didn't see it. I mean, Mamba number five, I think, came out in 1999, like mid-1999. That's why I didn't want to pick it. So
iPhone 65 came out. No, matter of fact, I got to call. I got to double check that.
Double check it, because really that's 90. That's 89
because I played on my grad night, bro.
Actually, it is 90s because that was in our worst 90s it's music videos.
Blue 99, 1999.
Okay.
That was in our worst 90s music videos.
Thank God. That did not make the list. Thank God.
Raul, I have to change it to
The Calling, so I get a perfect mountain.
It took me this long to remember because that song has a specific. I like that song, but I like it because it brings back the memories of literally of grad night. I remember listening to it at grad night. I graduated in 99. That's a very.
That was my eighth grade. I remember my graduation from eighth grade.
Raul, you should change it to The Calling, so I get a perfect mountain.
I'm not gonna have our mountain turn into a freaking episode of Grey's Anatomy.
We'll split it.
We'll go
half. It's not going to change anything. You can't change. It's not going to change anything unless you pick.
Why is the ego so defensive? It's not going to do it. No, it's not going
to change. I wanted to wobble wobble. No wobble wobble. I don't care. I need those $1,000.
I swear to God, I would never change it to wobble wobble.
Jimmy Eat World?
No. Hold on.
I would rather listen to Eiffel 65 I'm Blue 30 times than change my pick to Wobble Wobble.
Absolutely not.
No, I'm just kidding. No, that's crazy talk. That's crazy I'm
talk.
Just kidding.
That's crazy talk.
Another one, Butterfly.
Okay, it says that he is a one-hit wonder, and this song was really good. So I'm going to nominate this song. And let's see if you guys are okay with it.
John Takata wasn't
one. It's not Eiffel 65.
It's not Eiffel 65.
I'm okay with it.
Okay, do you guys remember Gnarls Barkley?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, Crazy. Because you think I'm crazy.
That almost made it, but he has... Apparently, Gnarls Barkley had like one or two other songs on the top 100.
Isn't he?
And he was in Mobb Deep.
He was in Mobb Deep, And CeeLo Green.
Isn't it CeeLo Green?
Yeah.
And Mobb Deep.
And
CeeLo Green.
It's CeeLo Green and what's his name?
Oh, wait, Gnarls Barkley.
Danger Mouse.
Yeah, Gnarls Barkley. Barkley was CeeLo Green.
No, it was CeeLo Green and Danger Mouse.
It's like Hootie and the Blowfish. His name's not Hootie.
Okay, hold on.
No, but I only know one person. Gnarls Barkley.
It's a band. It's an artist in your definition earlier.
No. I'm sorry. I had this one actually.
No, this guy already had five number ones.
Okay.
Is it Hero?
Does everyone
by
remember the song Right There?
I like the way like you do that right there.
Isn't that Ludacris?
No.
I think it's Jaquan.
No, it's not Jaquan. That is a guy that.
No, that
sucked.
Is.
Twingy? Oh,
it's
my
Chingy?
God.
Chingy?
No. Chingy. Yes. No. Yes.
See. Right there.
But it was Chingy.
But wasn't Chingy Bling Bling?
Oh, man. So many different things.
Right there.
It's not good. Let's go with the Lonely Boys, guys.
Right there.
I'll go
Chingy.
Look.
It is Chingy. Right there.
So I like it when you do it.
Right. And you know what? I even remember that song got mixed up with Bone Crusher. Do you remember Bone Crusher?
But wait, you're making that your number one?
I'll make it my number four and I'm push up.
Who cares? He had iPhone 65. Are you fucking kidding me?
Guys.
Chingy is a much better. He upgraded 1,000%. Chingy's a 1,000%. That's a dope song. Are you
there is a German guy listening to our podcast right now. iPhone 65.
David Hasselhoff is on
it. It was
yeah.
Right there, by the way, spelled R I G H T, second word, T H U R R.
Yeah.
So
I worked at Circus City. I sold those like hotcakes.
They sold themselves, buddy. They sold themselves. Hold on. I gotta hold on.
Well,
I don't want to see.
All right. So the mountain, we got finally Los Lonely Boys, Stacy's mom, Crazy Town Butterfly, and Song by Four, Purest of Pain. So
amazing.
Solid list. Yeah. Par 96 in early 2000 would love this list.
No, Stacey's mom was not on Par 96.
No.
It should have been.
Yeah, it should have been. This is a
Y100 list. List. Yeah. For sure.
So thank you guys for checking us out. Give out Diego. Oh, Diego.
Raul.
You guys gotta wear a name tag.
I'll wear a name tag.
We look different.
Substantially.
Hair, not much more, but I have some.
I'm like,
all right.
This is you and another year of marriage, buddy. Wait till the kid comes. The hair falls off like.
I'm the like after that. Diego, apparently. I like this.
I'm just talking about his hair. He just got the hair thing, man.
Well, that's just one thing you can see.
Yeah.
So.
You guys have the same beard. I don't know if you're aware of this. You
have really? I know. No, I have like. I know I have like. It doesn't connect. You're
a handsome man, so I'll agree with that.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it.
All right.
So.
Making love connect. What was that Mad TV bit?
Lowered expectations.
That's what it was. All right. So that's the. Give out your podcast.
So, guys, if you ever want to submit any cosplays or you ever want to get featured by us, you can send them to cosplayfame@gmail.com. We're going to be launching our .com very soon. We did a podcast actually a few days ago. It's up today where we talked about the saddest anime movies. It was really pretty good. I hope you guys enjoy it. And remember to follow us at Cosplay Fame. COSPLAYFAME. Iron Giant.
Like
Iron Giant, bro. Come on.
Okay? Iron Giant.
Sadder than Lion King? Thank you, Jeff.
Sadder than Lion King? How about Bambi?
Iron Giant.
You know what? Bambi did not come up at all.
Oh, Dumbo.
Man, that was a bad.
Oh, Dumbo. I can't even watch Dumbo. I can't even watch Dumbo.
I can't watch it now. The arm reaches out of the cage and
all of it.
That's like my no watch list.
That's why I hate circuses.
Oh, my God.
Ah, that stupid ride.
Dumbo.
You don't like that ride? The ride is dope.
The ride's great. Have you been on the ride lately?
It's dizzy.
How do you know about the ride?
I see my daughter go on it. That's actually one of the rides that's fat people friendly. Ironically, it's a fucking elephant. Ironically, it's fat people friendly.
And the elephant doesn't make you buy two seats.
It doesn't. The elephant ticket's fine.
For 7 minutes of up.
All right. So make sure you guys check out Raul's podcast. Check out his show. Check out his Facebook page. It'd be great. All right. So we got big news coming up on the Geekmore page, the Geekmore /WooBro/ we are now having a network, a podcast network that we've launched. It's called geekbro.net, geekbro.net, and it's going to be so far on the network. It's basically just a network of like all the podcasts that you would like. If you like the Geekmore podcast and you've listened to the What's Up Bro podcast, obviously those two are going to be on there because they're started by me, so it's fucking obviously going to be there. But we're also going to have, we also have Zeros on Hero, which is another podcast created by Mike Mercadal, a good friend of mine, along with Will Watkins, who's also a decent friend. I just talked to the guys over at What's Good Podcast from the Super Rich Kids, and they're jumping on board as well. They're super interested in that as well, so they're going to be part of geekbro.net. Now this is going to go up tomorrow, so by the time you go to geekbro.net, the What's Good Podcast won't be on there yet, but it's going to take me a couple days, but it should be up there. Anyways, basically we're just trying to get all the podcasts that are similar to us that we think that you, our listeners, would like and appreciate. So once you're done listening to us, go to geekbro.net and then check out the other podcasts on there, and it'll be fantastic. And then more podcasts to join the network later on. So and that's it. I am Nary Science. With me is Jeff.
Goodbye.
And say goodbye, Diego.
Bye, Diego.
And we're good. And that's how we're done.
Bye, Daryl.
Bye, guys.
Bye. Hello.
But I couldn't fight it. I guess I was weak and couldn't even hide it. And so I surrendered just to hear your voice.
Just to hear your voice.
So many times I've said I'm gonna live without you, and maybe someone else is standing there beside you. But there's something, baby, that you need to know. That deep inside me, I feel like I'm dying. I have to see you. It's all that I'm asking.
Vida,
give me back my fantasy, the courage that I need to live, the air that I breathe.
Cariño mío,
my world's become so empty. The days are so cold and lonely.
Weak, couldn't even hide it, and so I surrendered just to you.